Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of June 28th, 2010. I'm your host, Zach, and joining me this week is just Chris.
What up, player?
Finally, after I've been waiting here for like 3 hours, but...
Don't hate the game.
And last night, too, so...
Okay. Don't hate the game, don't hate the player, hate the creator?
I guess.
I'm not really good with these.
Hate you and your drunken ramble running through Little Russia.
Dude, Eclipse was coming out, I was in Little Russia, and Ocean Parkway, you can't, like, not go to this, like, premiere of screaming foreign Eastern Europeans to see a movie about a werewolf and a gay vampire.
Yep.
So I just had to get drunk to watch these people try to, like, explain it to me.
See, he's a werewolf. He's a warwolf.
Warwolf. You know, I don't get this thing. It's like they hang out in the forest, but why is there love in the forest? Like,
Boris, you gotta understand. There's nothing to do, like, in suburbia. So you just fuck around with nature and, like, supernatural things.
Hey, where I come from, you know, you get vodka, you get cold, and then you die. Like,
this guy's gonna enjoy this movie.
God.
So, for all the listeners, go to Brooklyn, hang out in Little Russia, or Little Eastern Europe, or Little Czechoslovakia. That's basically the best I can explain it. Or
it sounds awesome.
It is.
So, why don't we get into the show this week? Chris, what do you have for show and tell?
I watched Office Space.
Yes. I love how you're keeping it current every week, Chris.
I do.
You're on top of the trends as they happen.
I'm just going to wait until Eclipse comes to TV or something, and then I'll be, like, hip into the game in, like, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you watch this week?
Well, tell me about Office Space.
Oh, well.
Was it good, like, the whatever time this is, time watching it?
Well, that's the thing about Office Space. It's a classic, like, setting so that no matter where you are in life, if you ever had a job in an office, it's like you can kind of see how Mike Judge just saw, like, the formula of living, of, like, working in a cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I work in one now, and man does not belong in such a tight-knit space.
Yep.
Being forced to do, like, retarded paperwork, to do other paperwork, and, like, just to do simple tasks.
Have you had to fill out any, like, TPS reports?
You know, until this day, I don't know what a TPS report is.
They just made it up for the movie, I think.
See what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I say, like, oh, yeah, like I'm a dick then. But it's like, I just understood, like, TPS reports are bad things. And it's like, I do something similar, and it's not even, like, attendance. It's just, like for me, it's, like, how many computer equipment is being used, like, this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, like, a once-a-week check, but then it's, like, there's no difference. Everyone has the same amount of computers in the office. Like, you would know if, like, there's more equipment in an office. So, yeah, getting a job stinks, people.
I think you need some, like, hypnotherapy.
I need to relax and just, like, not give a shit anymore.
You, like, zonk me out.
Yeah. See, that's the good thing about the setting is that he lived in suburbia, too.
Yeah.
But I go to work in, like, a city, so you get zonked out, and you can't just go with the flow. Like, that's how you get robbed. And then that's how you end up in the news.
It's cool, man. You can take my wallet. It's fine.
Yeah. You want my keys? You want my social number?
So that's all you watched this last week, Chris?
I watched a bunch of kids' movies for an article I'm writing, mm-hmm. but there's nothing really worth noting unless you're a big Matilda fan. And maybe Three Ninjas.
Well, we all love Three Ninjas, so.
Yeah, but I'll save that until, like, I guess I force you to host, like, an action or a ridiculous action kids movie thing.
Maybe that can be a future discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean,
you want to see like if there's like a anniversary coming up for one of those movies.
I'm pretty sure like they burnt all the evidence for those kind of kids movies, so they can never like reboot it. Because if it's like if it wasn't a franchise, a popular one. Actually, no. I think about Three Ninjas was a really popular franchise at the time.
It was. It was
like first two movies, and then once they
it was right in that Ninja Turtles wave.
Well, not even because it was like
well the Home Alone you need to be, Home Alone
Ninja Home Alone thing wave. That's. No, but Ninja Turtles is a different thing. Ninja Turtles was a comic book and, like, something that can't really happen because no one has, like, a vial of green ooze. They just pour on random animals.
Yo, it was like,
I'm pretty sure there's, like...
The kids were, like, they wanted to be, like, ninjas, like Ninja Turtles. That's why, like, they had, like, three ninjas and surf ninjas and...
I wish we just do a ninja, like, day.
A ninja episode.
A ninja episode.
We should. We talk about, like, Enter the Ninja.
Enter the Ninja. American Ninja.
Gymkata.
Gymkata was a ninja.
They had flag Gymkata. Ninjas.
That's true.
So,
what's that movie? Sidekicks.
Sidekicks.
It had like a two ninja sequence of Chuck Norris, which Chuck Norris never does ninja movies, but whatever.
We did like a Hard Target parody in that movie.
Yeah, with the lion's mane mullet.
Joe Piscopo.
God.
All right, we're getting way off track.
Yes, this is a good. This is a good out.
You're
overshot.
Like two, we're like 2 minutes into this episode, and it's already like.
Off the topic.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back on topic. Didn't you also see Futurama, Chris? The premiere was last week, so I also saw it too. So what'd you think?
I got hopes. It's just like, I don't know why, but they kept filling it with like dirty joke after dirty joke.
Well.
Like it wasn't this, like it was like Futurama's humor is very subtle. That's what I liked about it. In the original part, is like, you had to be, like, a science nerd to get most of the
science,
jokes.
Like,
be,
a science or math nerd, or, like, a geek.
Science or math nerd, maybe, like,
Star Trek geek.
Star Trek geek, definitely, like, that's a must.
50 sci-fi.
Yeah, 50 sci-fi, just, like, pop culture from our time, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, to get, like, this, like, they had the CSI Miami joke in there.
Yeah, they did.
And, like, if you don't watch CSI or CSI Miami... I mean, not to me kids, like, when I was young, I didn't watch CSI until maybe I was, like, 15, 16.
Yeah.
So, I kind of got early into that, but a lot of kids being introduced to Futurama these days aren't really going to watch CSI Miami, because it's, like, cartoons over, like, really over-dramatic shit that doesn't really happen in real life. But I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did see something else recently. I saw the Louis C.K., like, Louis... On FX.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about Futurama quick, then we'll do the Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, well, I thought the first episode of Futurama, because it was a 2-hour premiere, so they had two episodes. I thought the first episode was great. Because it was like an awesome transition from the movies into the show.
Right.
I love,
right.
Like, Bender had to, like, keep partying to keep, like, the Doomsday Device from exploding.
Right.
And then, it had, there's always been, like, the Futurama episodes that had, like, twists. So, and this one had, like, a bunch of twists in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, Twilight Zone sort of twists. Then it's...
Classic sci-fi, like,
yeah.
Dum-dum-dum. Mm-hmm.
I thought the professor was on fire this episode, too.
Yeah, like they Fonzworthy, like, crazy and
there are classic, adult stem like, cells from people I killed.
I know. That's a classic joke. That, I mean, those, like, that subtle, like, dark humor...
You can never stop partying, Bender.
Move over, God. Prepare for rebirth.
Yeah. I thought the second one was good, but it was, like, I don't know, sort of, like, more of, like, an average Futurama episode. Like, it's always a good episode when Zap Rannigan's in the episode, but...
You know, I just felt like they were dragging it on too long, especially when, like...
Like, the animals, you just kept, like, digging yourself into further into a hole.
Right, right. And like, there's no... I didn't really get, like, the ending, sort of. We're just, like, they just boned.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it's, like...
I kind of wanted more from, like, them, like, talking with the giant satellite.
The sensor satellite?
Yeah. Vigini or whatever. Vigini.
Vigini. No, it's Vigini.
Vigini. Which is, like, the V-chip satellite mixed with, like, the... surveillance satellite or something.
Was it Vagini or Vagini?
They kept saying, like, it was, like, V-G-I-N-Y. So I think everyone, they kept, like, laughing because, like, Fry said, like, Vagini or something, and he started chuckling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
We see him, like... The...
Go ahead.
No, previous Futurama wouldn't really make that many, like, sexual innuendos, but this one, they're just, like, bigger budget, like, just go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And Leela and Zap, like, again, pretty much naked the entire episode.
Pretty much naked. You see Leela just, like, with just leaves on half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine, you know?
I thought it was a good start for the comeback.
Yeah, it's a good start.
So anyway, back to Louie on FX.
I saw just the pilot episode.
Wasn't it
and
on last night?
Yeah.
So like Tuesday?
Like 11.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like tired and I just watched bits of it. It's like, I didn't know this, but Louis C.K. actually had like an original show on HBO that was similar to what's going on FX. It was just like
a sitcom or something.
Yeah, like it was trying to be like
Andrew Seinfeld or something.
Yeah, like a biography of Louis.
Because isn't there like stand up like mixed in with it, or is he like a stand up comic in the show?
In the show, it's more like sketches, which is really confusing. Because, like, that's what I'm about Seinfeld. The arc was, he tells a few jokes in the beginning that sets up the whole episode.
Yeah.
And at the end, he closes one or two jokes that concludes, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. kind of follows that formula, except he makes one joke, shows a skit of what he means, and then starts another joke that ends that other joke and then continues it on. So it's like you're watching just, like, a stand-up. With like a little skit spit in it, but like
you're like seeing it's like Louis C.K.'s brain or something.
Yeah, it's like he explains the joke, and it's like what he really means is in real life he did this, and it's sort of funny because certain parts are like okay, like but like just other scenes that make no like Tim and Eric like just wacky like what?
Yep.
Why is there like a gorilla here like fucking a kitten like what?
There's my chippy.
But you see what I mean like
yeah.
It's just a pilot episode from what I learned from Joe, because Joe watched it with me.
Yeah.
He's been like, sometimes people film the pilot, and then it takes maybe months or years until it's actually, like, bought by a TV show and then made into a full series.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. That's, like, safe and economically right. But I'm just like, I didn't see the official, like, first episode then, like, or second episode, if you can call it then. So I'm just like, maybe there was a change in writing and style, but for my watch, I was like, you know, like, as much as I love Louis C.K., I'm just like, if he's not constantly telling jokes and shocking me, him, like, pretending to be, like, a real, like, an actor,
yeah,
and telling his story is terrible.
Like, I don't know, like, he was in, like, what was it, The Invention of Lying or whatever.
He was?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I think he's been in a bunch of stuff, I think, but...
Yeah, he's an okay, like, side character, or, like,
yeah.
Like that guy in the room, but...
The dumpy friend or something.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, he does the awkward comedy where it's just, like, bad luck happens to him.
Yeah.
And... for this whole Seinfeld thing, it's, like, Kramer without the wackiness. It's just, like, unfortunately, like...
It's more like George.
He does something. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, it's just like George Costanza, the show. Except you don't have having his wacky parents, and he has like two kids, and he's a fucking like ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Is really like he's got red hair and he's pasty, but not really a full blood ginger. Anyway, yeah, so I'm gonna wait till I actually give like a full verdict on Louis C.K.'s show.
Mm-hmm. I usually give 3 episodes before you can decide on, like, a TV show.
Right. I mean, it's, like, first season's the roughest.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the whole judgmental thing. So they can't pass 13 episodes or maybe 26. 13's pretty much the marker, and then it's, like, mercy if it still sucks beyond 13 episodes.
Yeah.
When I heard, like, Seinfeld sucked the first season.
Oh, my God. The pilot for Seinfeld is so weird.
So...
Cause like
I mean,
there's no Elaine. Like Kramer is just like has a dog, and like Jerry's apartment is so weird. And like they go to like this different diner with like a waitress that knows them. And
see, like I wasn't really raised.
And it was called the Seinfeld Chronicles.
On. Jesus.
So yeah, it was weird.
All right, so I'm just gonna wait. and hope it gets better.
Yep. All right, so moving on. I saw probably the weirdest episode of Burn Notice this week, also known as Changeling.
What? They introduced magic?
No, Changeling, the movie, because Jeffrey Donovan's in it. I was trying to make a joke.
Oh,
I was trying to make a joke and you blew it, Chris.
Well, I'm just like, it has to go back to that, like, fucking eclipse thing that is coming out, and it's like Changeling is another word for a werewolf, sort of.
I guess, yeah.
I was like, why did they... Oh, you watch, like, Burn Notice, like, 1942.
Yeah, they're hunting werewolves now in Miami.
That would change it. That would be like, whoa. That would just... Hey, you know what? USA, they can do crazy shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really be surprised, but I wouldn't be, like, happy either.
No, but Changeling was a good movie. You've seen it, right, Chris?
I've seen just the more important parts.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie cries about her baby, her son.
She pretty much, like, there's, like, two scenes where she, like, just keeps yelling the same thing over and over again. Find my son! Find my son! Find my son! And then Jeffrey Donovan's, like, has, like, this, like, crazy Irish accent. He's like, all right, lady, we'll find your son. Why don't you calm down and go to the mental institution?
See what I mean? You could just sass a woman like that. Like, you're just crazy. And, like, well, doesn't he just go... Doesn't he just, like, close his eyes and just picks a kid at random? He's like, this is your son.
Well, no. This kid... Like, they find this kid who, like, matches the description, like, Iowa. And they're, like, in, like, San Francisco or something. So they transport him back to Iowa and, like, he says he's, like, the son. And everyone, like, lady, that's your son. And she's like, no, it isn't. He's shorter. And they're like, oh, you're crazy. So they put her in a mental institution. Because she's making, like, a... She's trying to, like... She's, like, gonna, like, the police look bad. Because they already look... Because, like, it's, like, LAPD in, like, the 20s is, like, the worst police department in the world. So they're pretty much just, like, going around, like, murdering people.
Yeah, it sounds improved. They can kind of find kids better, but...
Yeah. And that whole movie, I was, like, waiting for, like, a spy tip or something. Like, every time he was on, I was like, where's my spy tip?
There's no, like, a quick inner monologue where he describes, like, how to like, drive, like, a 1920 Ford. Or,
like, if you're, like, I think I wrote on Twitter, it's, like, if you're investigating a kidnapping, if you find a kid that sort of looks like it, you can go with that.
It's good enough. Adequate detective work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just waiting for, like, Bruce Campbell to walk in or something. And let's see, what else? I also saw Toy Story 3 last week.
Nice. Did you
pretty much echo what you guys said last week?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome and haunting, and so, like, I need to go home and, like, hug everything that has a face in my house.
Like, Lotso is a great character, such a great villain. Ken,
Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
I remember we were talking about him, and, like, I looked it up. I was like, why is that Michael Keaton? Holy shit, he's back, sort of.
Yep. And then, the only thing I kind of wanted was, like, more of, like, Bonnie's toys, like, you know, like, Jeff the Unicorn or whatever, Sprinkles the Unicorn or whatever, was that Jeff Garland?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, oh. And Mr. Prickle Pants, voiced by Timothy Dalton.
That was Timothy Dalton?
Yeah. Which was, like, that was such an awesome character.
Wow.
Where he's, like, doing, like, Shakespeare. And then, like when Bonnie leaves the room, like...
Go, like, train.
Yeah, well, like, when he leaves the room, like, the Unicorn's like... You know, we do a lot of improv here, so just loosen up and have fun. and then Chuckles the Clown.
Oh my god. Everyone in the movie theater just, like, was silent for a few seconds, that guy was introduced, and then busted out laughing.
I know.
Just, you didn't, because you can't take that serious. It's just like, Chuckles the Clown, and it's like the saddest fucking clown you've ever
seen.
He's,
like, looking out the window like, it's a dark world out there.
It's the kind of guy that, like, the Jeffrey Dahmer of fucking clowns. No. Oh, not Jeffrey Dahmer. Gacy. Remember the guy that dressed as fucking clowns?
Yeah.
William Gacy? It's like that. It was like, holy shit, is that, like, who made a Gacy the clown doll?
Or it's like Max Payne, but, like, dressed as a clown. And also, like, Big Baby, the creepiest thing, probably this year in movies.
You know what? The baby doll in Sid's room in Toy Story 1 was scarier. Because it was like a baby doll with like a mechanical octopus arms and legs.
But like you didn't talk about crying though, so.
Oh yeah, like every time they introduced Big Baby, it was like that haunting baby, like like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And like his eye was broken, so it's just like he had like a lazy eye. And also, I
like the part where they.
I love how it turns into like Prison Break for like half an hour or so.
Yeah, that was like they pull like an Ocean's 11 break in, break out sort of thing.
They gotta beat like the symbol monkey.
The evil clapping monkey.
Yeah.
And then I remember the Big Baby when he's like on the swing staring at the moon.
Oh my god, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
I can't wait to horrify my children in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. So, why don't we move on into news, because there's quite a bit of it. First thing is that the plot for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides got released last week.
What's the subtitle called?
On Stranger Tides.
On Stranger Tides.
Yep. And so it's going to have Jack Sparrow that, like, bumps into, like, this woman from his past who's played by Penelope Cruz. And she, like, tricks, like, cons him into, like, getting on the Queen Anne's Revenge and, like, which is Blackbeard's ship. And Blackbeard is played by Ian McShane. That's, like, the most perfect casting ever.
Well, was Blackbeard Scottish?
I think he was English. Like, he was English.
Yeah. Yeah, they're close enough, yeah. But that's not bad. I mean, I'm still pretty pissed
And they're trying to find, like, the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, well, that was the plot of, like, the third, like, the end of the third movie. But, like, I can't really forgive Pirates of the Caribbean, because the only, like, there are, like, two main Asian leads in that series, and there's, like, Chiang Fat as, like, the evil pirate, and that, like,
well, it wasn't really, Geisha, oh, yeah, he was evil.
He was evil.
I was thinking of, like, because I thought he was, like, at the end of, like, the Pirate Alliance or whatever, but.
He didn't make it. He got fucking killed. He had, like, a 3-second cameo role in this movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
He was just like, hey, I'm Chiang Fat, and it's like, bye, and then he came back, and he fucking died.
Well, there's no doves. I mean, he needs doves to, like.
He need doves, M9 Berettas, yeah. A toothpick, sunglasses.
He could have had, like, double, like, blunderbusses or something, and, like, dove sideways.
That would have been cool, but they're just like, I guess they ran out of money, and it's like, well, we can only pay him this amount, and like, bus fare, so.
We had to pay Keith Richards, so.
Keith Richards had a better role than Chiang Fat, but. And then there's like that other, like, geisha pirate woman.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That represents my people.
I thought it just got like, by the end of like three, it was just like so bloated and. You didn't know what the hell was going on. Because, like Jack Sparrow, like they all, like, changed sides, like, five different times by the end of the movie.
From the best quote I heard about Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3 was from AskANinja.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he said it was, it's like they had five different scripts they loaded into a shotgun and shot it in the air. And it's like, all the interns went out and picked up words and characters, and try to make a new script out of it.
Or it's like Family Guy on South Park. It's just like written by Mantis.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Sparrow attacks a Kraken.
Kraken attacks everyone else.
There's a guy with an octopus on his head.
Some British soldier gets killed.
Well, a lot of British soldiers get killed, but. Anyway, moving on, there was a bunch of trailers that got released last week. Probably the big one that everyone was talking about was Green Hornet. Did you see that trailer, Chris?
At a principle, no. I'll wait. Because was it an actual trailer, or was it just like a green letter G and then like...
There was like...
It's like coming soon.
There's a bunch of scenes and stuff. It was an actual trailer. It was like...
Oh, who's Kato?
I think it's Jay Chou.
Who?
Well, let me check.
I remember at one point they wanted Jet Li, and I was like, you know what? I actually wouldn't mind.
And then I think they're going with, like, the guy who did, like, Kung Fu Hustle and stuff. Who's that?
Steven Chow.
Yeah, they were going with him.
That's fine, too. Because Kato's supposed to be this, like, I don't know, you really can't top a Bruce Lee role.
Mm-hmm.
mean, he set the bar pretty high as like this the manservant slash racial stereotype.
Yeah, and then Seth Rogen is the Green Hornet.
I hope they put him on a fucking diet, because
he looks pretty slim.
Like healthy slim, or you know, just they, like he looks, put a lot of layers on him.
Like it looks like he like worked out a little bit for it.
Okay, I mean, I can see it. It's really hard to introduce like Green Hornet to a generation who definitely did not grow up with the Green Hornet. And if you like imagine like a fanboy from his heyday, like in the past, watching reading Green Hornet Pulp Fiction and then watching the show, and then you know, 30 years later, Seth Rogen is the guy. Okay, for that, for us, it's like when we're like 50, and they do a 24 the movie,
yeah.
And it starts like the equivalent of like a Jack Black. Like, I would go on a rampage. So, I'm hoping nothing like that happens. Mm-hmm. But if it does, I thought that'd be hilarious too.
And it looks pretty good from the trailer. Like it's Michel Gondry, who you know, the guy directed Eternal Sunshine and Science of Sleep, Be Kind, Rewind, all those movies. But it sort of looks like a typical action movie with a little bit of like stylish flair to it, slow mo and you know stuff like that.
Does it know like it's not taking itself serious? Like is it one of those? Or is it
I
just
can't
like,
really tell. I mean, it looks like it's kind of taking itself kind of seriously.
Like A-Team seriously, or just like
not like ridiculous like A-Team series, sort of just like I don't know, like Kick-Ass maybe, but not like okay. A little bit like a couple levels below Kick-Ass or something maybe.
Okay, that's the thing. But like you hire a comedian actor who has maybe one or two roles that involve guns in it, and for Seth Rogen that was just Pineapple Express, and I don't think I've ever seen anything else with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now you make him, like, a fighting star that doesn't use weapons, really. He uses, like, his fist and his sidekick. And you put him in a role where he just can't tell jokes, like, to his enemies, like. I don't know.
Oh, and, also gotta mention, Christoph Waltz is the bad guy.
I really wasn't that much in the Green Hornet. I just know he fought, like, really random people.
Well, like Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds.
Right, but like, it's like he could be just another Italian mobster.
I think he's just like a generic like, I'm an evil businessman or something, or like an evil mobster.
Evil mobster. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really matter who he fights, but if it's like if it's that guy, that's awesome.
I know.
You know? As long as it's like a 10-minute monologue about how much he hates being the Jew hunter, I'm good.
Or like he like strangles someone.
He strangles like a beautiful lady.
Yep.
Just like getting off on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, other trailers came out. There was an awesome, like, international / Red Band trailer for Predators. Did you watch that one, Chris?
I just watched the regular one.
Well, this one, it's like this is the one they should have released, like, a long time ago, because it looks fucking awesome. Like, you actually see, like, Predators, like, ripping people's spines out and stuff.
Jesus.
And, like, Lawrence Fishburne, like, they're, like, introducing everyone. Like, it's like, I was a mercenary. I was a soldier. And then they go to Lawrence Fishburne. He's like, I'm the one they don't fuck with.
Well, because he's the one that, like, has been on the planet for the longest time. Like, he's always consecutively won, I think, the hunt and stuff.
Oh, so it's like, stay on the planet if you don't die?
Yeah, it's like, you just, they put you there.
I thought they all got abducted at the same time.
Like, that group did, but there's other people that were there, or, like, are just people who are still, like, there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I heard the original script was going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, they abducted him and put him on the planet, and, like, he's supposed to be, like, the longest, like, one living there. Because, okay, everyone else uses modern weapons. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he just dropped trees onto the fucking Predator.
Yep.
And he won, and so now it's a whole fucking, like, force and all this weird technology available.
Well, also, so, like, this new trailer gives you, like, a look at, like, because there's, like, Predator birds and Predator dogs now.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can see those.
And it's like, I'm excited. I don't really want to ruin the movie for me because it's, like, you know, my love for Alien and Predators, like, I love the games. I love the,
comics.
The comics were really good. But they got kind of stupid when they started introducing other elements where, like,
the DC universe got involved,
like Alien versus Batman.
Yeah, Alien versus Batman, Superman versus like Predator and Alien.
Then I was like, Alien versus Predator versus Terminator.
Yes, that one killed it. I was like, that's it. I am breaking up with this relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of on the fence, but I watched the trailer and I was like, yes.
I just can't believe Andy Brody Adrian is Brody. The Andrew Brody.
They released like a picture of him that looked like he looked pretty ripped for this movie.
Yeah, but it's just like I can't take him serious because he's been in so many shit movies.
The only sort of like actiony movie he's been in was King Kong.
Half of that was CGI, and he did nothing in that fucking movie.
So, yeah, but also like Walton Goggins is in it. So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited for
Danny Trejo?
Trejo, that's it. And Machete, basically.
Oh, man, yeah.
But I kind of think he's the first guy that gets killed, because I just sense it. Like, they didn't have enough money.
Was there a black guy? Well, Lawrence Fishburne, but Lawrence Fishburne will probably get last. Like, it'll be like the second to last one.
He's going to pull, like, a self-sacrifice move.
To help, like, yeah, like, help Adrian Brody defeat the Predator or something.
Yeah, I know, like, I'm just not trying to spoil the movie. I just know the formula of like action movies. Yeah. Where, like, if you're the second or first highest billed actor, and it's a survival kind of horror movie, you know they're gonna do something heroic or really dumb to save everyone else.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess moving on, the last trailer that came out last week was I didn't even know this movie was coming out until I saw the trailer, but Red.
Red.
Based on that comic book.
Mm-hmm. Based on the comic book Red. What a Red
comic. And it's sort of like, this is the year for, like, big team movies, because we had, like, Losers, A-Team, Expendables coming up, and this is another, like, team. But it's, like, all your favorite, like, Oscar nominees and Oscar winners.
Yeah, that's the one point I was, like, really surprised. Because I read the comic, and it was okay. Like, it was nothing to, like...
It seems sort of, like, typical, like, I retired, like, I gotta go back in for one more job. They're trying to kill, like, the CIA is trying to kill me. That's pretty much the plot.
And the movie, it maybe, but the comic, which is like some dude that was a trained killer, and then they go after him for some strange reason, yeah. Like due to like some mistake.
Well, I think I read like he his only friend is like his like handler that he always called, like the girl or whatever. So like then she gets in trouble, so he has to go help her or whatever. Yeah, this one it's just like you got Bruce Willis, then you got John Malkovich acting like. Crazy John Malkovich, which is like always a good John Malkovich to have.
Yep.
Morgan Freeman. Mary Louise Parker from Weeds. And then like the wild card, Helen Mirren. With like she's like on like a M60 or something.
I think she lost a bet, and this is, like, it. Like, this is how she has to pay it back, is by being in a ridiculous, over-the-top comedy action movie.
I thought that was, like, National Treasure 2.
No, that was her
post-Oscars, I'm just going to do this for a paycheck movie.
You know what? National Treasure, the first movie, wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
The second movie, once they really started stretching shit that you obviously can call bullshit on,
there's a message in the president's desk. We're going to kidnap the president.
We all thought this was a good idea.
Yep.
We got to go inside Mount Rushmore. Why? Because shit might be inside it.
There's a Mayan temple in there. And we're going to waste Ed Harris.
He dies. It was so stupid.
I'm just going to change my mind. You guys can go. I'll sacrifice myself.
He's like, I'm a dick.
We're cool
I'm a bad guy. Yeah, and then I'm going to tell him I died a hero and not by a giant gear. Not by a giant fucking smorgasbord gear that kills you when you're too stupid to put a rock between them.
Tell him I drowned inside Mount Rushmore. He probably like came out like, he probably like flushed out like his nose or something.
Yeah. That water's got to go somewhere.
And he finds like body at the bottom like, Mount Rushmore. It's like, how'd he get here?
My God, it's the National Treasure 3.
Well, I think they're talking about National Treasure 3, but
oh,
because I guess there's some line in National Treasure 2, like look on page 130 or something, about some like the book that Nicolas Cage got. It like had like all the nation's secrets in it or something.
The
titular Book of Secrets.
So it's like another Book of Secrets, like volume.
There's something inside the book that like they never tell you what it is. It's just like, why don't you look on page 130?
It's just Lincoln Bing and a bunch of slaves.
Yeah. So is that it for? Oh no, yeah. Last bit of news. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that Marvel is going to start doing like short films before like their bigger movies.
That's not a real big surprise from what I heard, and
they're gonna like sort of like test out like see if like any of these like second tier characters can like make it to like a big movie.
No, that's good because Marvel has a library, like a huge library of just random superheroes. And Joe told me, like, he sent me a text to remind me to say this, was that, like, DC had that idea a little bit earlier, except they did, like, short 10-minute clip, like, cartoons. And the newest Batman-Superman team-up movie, Apocalypse, there's supposed to be, like, a 10-minute cartoon.
Yeah, well, they usually have, like, a cartoon with all those things. Right. So,
like, the new one they have is, like, for Green Arrow. That's because Green Arrow was such a weird DC character, so they like they really don't want to expand into like his own movie because that's how you like it. That's when you start like actually draining the creative like bucket they're getting their shit from, and it's like I can't like honestly watch a Green Arrow like team up episode of Batman the Brave and the Bold, so I really don't want him to see. I personally don't want to see a Green Arrow like TV show where he pulls out non-lethal arrows and just like
he pulls like
and he like captures them
also like joke arrows
joke arrows like hate messages arrows like
it's a hand buzzer arrow
like banana cream pie arrow.
Oh my god.
So, okay, this Green Arrow, it was created in like the 50s where just like having a gun drawn on the comics for super it was against the superhero code of the time. The time has changed, so it's awesome.
Then he become like addicted to drugs or something, or like he became like a hippie.
It's the classic.
Wasn't like what was it?
Green boots.
It was Green Arrow, and then was it Green Lantern, or was it someone else?
Green Lantern was addicted to power. Like Hal Jordan, the white one, or something like that. He became evil somehow. I really wasn't following it, but I just remember one day, the Green Lantern was evil, and he wanted to like blow up the sun. And Green Arrow, though, like...
Oh, comics.
I think Green Arrow had lung cancer or something, because I remember he had to get surgery.
I just remember there's, like, this, like, classic story of him, like, he's, like a hood up, and he's, like, he's, like, wandering, like, he's, like, showing, like, I can't remember who he teamed up with, but he's, like, wandering around, like, the city, like, look at this. This is what's going on in the real world, man. Like, showing, like, homeless people and stuff. He's, like, this is what drugs are doing, man.
Actually, the best Green Arrow I've ever seen was from Dark Knight Returns, and they show you what happened to the Green Arrow, and he's a protector of, like, Bumville, and he uses really shitty, like, garbage as arrows. And, like, that was funny, because he, like, tied a beer can to a stick, and then he was just fighting off, like, attackers as, like, some homeless, like, woodsman guy.
Oh,
and
God.
That was cool. Like, that was kind of, like, good in the Dark Knight Returns universe.
So.
But again, like, Marvel's gonna do that of live action segments, and that works for certain characters.
I think some of the names they were talking about was like Doctor Strange, Black Panther.
Okay.
Hawkeye or something. I don't know.
Hawkeye is just like Green Arrow, except he uses real arrows, and like, he's not gonna be a bitch and like lie about things. He's like, aim to kill.
Especially like Ultimate.
So stay on my way.
Like Ultimate Hawkeye.
Ultimate Hawkeye. New Hawkeye, though, got stupid because his name's like Rogue now.
Oh, God.
And Bullseye became the new Hawkeye under Norman Osborn's administration.
Oh, God, it's so weird.
But, like what's your favorite obscure Marvel hero that probably should get this, like, fan-made, like, this short story?
I'm trying to think. I think, like, a Doctor Strange one would be awesome.
He's good. I mean, I can imagine Doctor Strange also.
Like, did you watch the animated movie that they made for Doctor Strange?
No, I didn't see that.
It was stupid, but it was like the Ultimates movies were awesome, and then they had like the Iron Man's Doctor Strange ones. Like, they like went so far out left field, it's like completely like remade the characters. It was just like horrible. Like Iron Man was like he's in China or something, like selling weapons, and then like that's how he gets like turned into Iron Man. They just like fight like a dragon.
Well, he's in China. Yeah. Just a rule we have.
I guess I felt like a mist. Like, I think it is Mandarin, I think, but it's just like so stupid.
Was it overly racist, or
I think it's pretty overly racist.
God damn.
I think he got magic powers or something, or I don't know what the hell it was. It was like 90s Marvel. Like, remember when Punisher became like a demon fight, like demon hunter or something, and he had like supernatural powers.
Like the new Punisher?
Yeah, like Punisher. Like they brought back Punisher, and he's like
Frankenstein.
I don't know. I just remember he had like flaming eyes, and like he was just, like, yeah, he was, like, hunting demons or something.
Dawkin or Draken, whatever like Wolverine's Indian son is called. He sliced the shit out of the Punisher, and then like a bunch of monsters like Count Chocula, Frankenstein, like mummies, like they took him into the underworld and they rebirthed him as like a Frankenstein.
Yes, that's what happened.
So he just goes under the name like Frankenstein because it's like his name's Frank.
Sort of like what happened like Freddy Krueger and like Freddy's Dead. Like he's like possessed by demons. That's how he gets his powers.
I thought that movie was like a movie based on Freddy Krueger. Like it was some sort of like
the meta. Like, that was New Nightmare. That was the meta one.
Okay. Meta one. All right. Oh god.
It was like Wes Craven. Like, man, I wrote Freddy. Now he's real.
Oh my god! I thought about him too much, and now he came to kill me. Because that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, we are so far off topic again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say my favorite would have to be a.
What about like the Inhumans or something?
Classical, like you Black know, Bolt. Inhumans were Black Bolt, the guy that couldn't talk because he would blow your head off.
Mm-hmm. What about Namor?
Namor or Submariner? Yeah. I really didn't understand why he needed two different names sometimes.
Namor, the Submariner.
He's just like
they could do
Aquaman.
They could do like
he's like.
They could do like a short film, like a short movie about like when he fought the Human Torch, like the original Human Torch.
The robot one?
I think it was just like a guy.
The original
Human Torch. It wasn't Johnny Storm. It was just like another guy who was like the Human Torch.
Yeah, like the original Human Torch.
Like World War II Human Torch.
It was a robot.
Yeah.
That like apparently he spun out of control so fast his skin burned off he was moving so fast that he would just combust into flames. But he was a robot, and that had some weird skin. So when wasn't moving, he looked human. But then, like, when he started moving, boom, just human matchstick.
And then, like, he and Namor and Captain America went off to, like, punch Hitler in the face.
Right, right. And somehow, like, then he forgot, because Namor had to go back to Atlantis and tend to his people.
Yep.
And then became a bad guy later on. I don't know.
Part of the Illuminati.
Oh, my God. The Illuminati. It's made up of every fucking smart
like every
character.
Big like the biggest dicks in the Marvel universe, just like deciding what the heck do.
Isn't Illuminati and New Order the same fucking group? Except like one's wheelchair accessible, one's not.
Well, I think like the Illuminati was like Professor X and Tony Stark, Reed Richards, Black Bolt, Namor. I think Doctor Strange. I think was the other one. And
Hank Pym.
Yeah, Hank Pym was there too. And then, like, they decided to like shoot the Hulk into space. So like,
yeah,
Namor was like, "You've gone too far this time, guys. I'm out. I'm done with this." So that's why when Hulk came back, he didn't punish Namor, but he beat the shit out of everyone else. He didn't hurt like Professor X either, because like the X-Men, like there's only like 20 mutants left in the world, like 100 mutants left in the world or something because of House of M.
Again, just certain things Marvel executives do right, and then they shoot themselves in the foot the next thing. House of M is what you get when you bang a robot.
It was still better than Ultimates 3 or whatever when Scarlet Witch got killed like the magic bullet.
The magical bullet. It was
the
like
techno bullet that could flew around buildings and could like outrun Quicksilver.
Yep.
Like he tried to catch it and like blew through his hand or something, I think.
Yep.
Then there was like a Tony Stark sex tape and they went to the Savage Land and Wolverine showed up and like he fucked Scarlet Witch's mom and that was just like a huge clusterfuck.
If we had to sit here and explain all the things that just like are wrong with Marvel, we'd be here until like 3 a.m.
Yeah, so we should probably stop. But
yeah.
So you think Marvel short films would be a good idea, Chris?
Yeah, like it's gonna open a better community. Maybe make comic book movies more accessible.
Get some like more like obscure characters movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's why I think people in comic book movies, it's really hard to see other references to other movies. They slowly did that with Marvel movies, where you know, it's like the Hulk.
They're kind of just referencing things that are coming up.
Right, right. That's fine.
They're only referencing like Captain America and stuff. Like in the Hulk, they referenced Captain America because they mentioned like the Super Soldier Serum.
Right, so that's fine. Like they're gonna. That's a new thing. They didn't do that in like the old days. Like Batman never said like I gotta go to Metropolis to like high five Superman or whatever or. Or Spider-Man didn't mention that he was the only superhero, like, in the city, you know?
Well, that's... Because, like, Spider-Man's still Sony, so, like... He only has, like, the... Like, so, like, Ghost Rider and, like, Fantastic Four. Those can't... Those aren't, like... They can't, like, mention other things in those yet. But
Daredevil, Spider-Man, well, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Four...
I know, they all live in New York City.
They all are New York City.
They all just, like, Iron hang Man, out and stuff.
Yeah, so... Like they do team ups. I just like that's what I mean. Like lesser superheroes, they team up with everyone else to like do patrols and stuff and like just to hang out.
Anyway, why don't we move on before we talk about this for like another hour?
Right.
So I'm gonna get into the new releases for this week. Not a whole lot, but there's some good stuff I think coming out. The Crazies is out this week.
I like that movie
with Timothy Oliphant, who I'm an Ola fan of now.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So you weren't think you such a hit to be a hitman, huh?
I think Justified like erased Hitman's existence.
Good. That was such a slap in the face of the gaming community. We misread the demographic of what you like. Woo!
Yeah, he was probably not the best choice for a British bald assassin.
Actually, Hitman Agent 47, like he lost that accent in like the other like later
like
games.
Blood so Money just, like, or something, or
Blood Money. Yeah, he does not sound British.
Like the first three does.
Well, the first three supposed to be like, really creepy, skinny, and old looking too. But I was like 98, so
I think the only one I played was like Contracts.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, it was like I liked the hotel level where you had to like sneak in and like kill that guy in the sauna.
That's a lot of... Actually, I can't tell the difference between that game and another
one. They're all pretty much the same.
Yeah, all pretty much the same, but they're fun.
Also out this week, Hot Tub Time Machine, which Brian saw, and he said it was good, so...
You know, that's another movie where it's like, better than The Hangover!
I saw that. Like, that was on the box of, like, She's Out of My League.
And then it's like... Actually, I haven't seen it yet. I've just seen, like, parts where people mentioned... Or just certain scenes I've seen on the trailer enough times to get the joke. But I imagine, like, once it gets to a reasonable price, I'll buy it and I'll laugh my ass off and I'll watch it again and again.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Also out, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief. I don't think anyone saw.
No, a lot of people did because some people actually were fans of the story, but they got... It tries to be like that Harry Potter, like, ooh, we're going to build, like, a bunch of these.
But it's Greek mythology.
Yeah, it's like, learn your history, kids, and you get half, like, the references. But I guess because that book came out, what, like, the kids' series started, like, later than, like, our generation?
I think it was, like, I think it was, like, maybe, like, post-Harry Potter. Or maybe, like, a little bit, like, around the same time.
Right, right. So, and then, you know, it was like the, what's a third brand, like, sci-fi series of Star Trek and shit? It's like the Battlestar Galactica to, like,
or, oh, like
Star Trek.
Like, God, I'm trying to think. It's right at the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it, though.
Or V, the final whatever show was, to, like, any star like, a sci-fi thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah, 2005 is when the first book came out for Percy Jackson.
Jesus, like, Harry Potter was four books deep already.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so. Yeah. I mean, maybe later on, if they did, like, another reboot or something, it might catch on, but. As far as I'm concerned, like, Harry Potter is going to be king until, like, everyone that was in the movie was, like, is now, like, 30, you know?
Well, I think it's going to fall into, like, the same trap of, like, the Golden Compass and, like,
yeah,
Spiderwick Chronicles.
Or Let Me Snick It.
Yeah, Let Me Snick It.
Snick It. You know, I actually like the series of books, you know, Unfortunate Events.
I thought the Golden Compass movie was pretty, like, yeah, like there was, like, a good movie, like, buried, like, there was, like, a better cut version of that movie somewhere, because they had, like, it's fucking, like, armored polar bears, like, smashing other, like, smashes the other guy's jaw off.
Really? That happened?
In a kid's movie, yes.
I gotta see that
movie now. Like, they're having, like, it's, like, an awesome, like, polar bear battle, and, like, he finishes him, like, knocking, like, smacking him in the face, knocking his lower jaw off, and, like, bites him and snaps his neck.
Holy shit.
You're like, yeah, go eat McKellen Bear.
See, now you're gonna watch that movie. Mm-hmm. That was a selling point for
Daniel Craig is in it for like 10 minutes.
I remember that was an all-star cast too. Like,
yeah,
I remember someone was talking about like Bond's in the fucking movie. So, like, Bond's in this movie.
And so it had like a interesting premise because like everyone had like your soul was like an animal outside of you.
Yeah.
Like if people die, like they're just like the animal just like disappeared into like a cloud of dust. It was like, oh shit. So you see, like a lot of, like the evil guys had, like, wolves for their spirit. So it's, like, you see, like, dudes getting, like, mowed down, and, like, the wolves just, like, poofing all over the place.
Alright.
Yeah,
I'll check it
wasn't,
out.
It wasn't that good, but it had some good parts in it. See, also out this week, Warehouse 13, Season 1, which was on Sci-Fi Channel. I saw the pilot, and it was, like, I thought I was super dumb, so I never watched the rest of it. Because it was just, like, these two, like, FBI agents get, like, reassigned to Warehouse 13, which is, like, where all like, the country's, like, secret objects are stored.
So it's, like, that warehouse from Indiana Jones?
Yeah, it's pretty much that, the series. It was just, like, they're just, like, every week they have to, like, go out and, like, find a new artifact, but, like, the justification for it was, like, so stupid, because it's just, like, they have this, like, this guy who runs the warehouse is, like, I've been watching this guy for a couple weeks. He's been acting weird. It has to be because of an artifact. Go get him. So they go investigate, and like, it's like, oh, his stepmom has like this crazy hairpiece that makes her, because she's like jealous of her boyfriend, like her son's girlfriend or something. So
it's like, it's just like the worst things that happen at trade shows or like flea markets.
It's just like, this guy is acting weird for some reason. It has to be because of this ancient artifact, not just because of, like, something that's going on in his life.
Not because he's stressed at work or anything, but the economy's pulling a toll on him.
It's like the ancient guitar of Clothar or something.
Like, do they explain how they attain it, or just, like, they just have
they
it?
They have to go and get the artifact and dip it in goo to, like, neutralize its power and bring it back to the warehouse. Because you can't, like, touch it or something because it has too much power.
Jesus.
So you have, like, this magic goo that they dip it in.
You know, I haven't watched it yet, but just the premise alone, like, it sounds interesting enough, but it's, like, every episode they got slime the fucking artifact.
The two leads in there are terrible, too. I don't like them at all.
The concept is cool. It's just, like, a warehouse full of, like, deadly shit.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's, like, every time they obtain it, it's always, like, oh yeah, this person's got a massive headache, and oh, could it be these earrings I bought that like the last owner fucking died from? I don't know.
they're like from like a demon's vertebrae or something.
So I made like this necklace out of like the bones of this evil woman.
don't know.
I ran a red light the other day, so I think the Mac OS is causing me to do that.
I bought these brake pads from Meineke, and it doesn't really work.
The guy said something weird. I think he like cursed it maybe. Oh god.
Alright.
Moving on. The Closer season 5 is out this week. I've never seen that show.
I try to watch one only because John Jameson, guy like the actor that played John Jameson's in it.
Oh,
DeJonah Jameson.
Oh,
what? He's also the yellow Eminem.
Yeah, I know.
And he was Juno's father in Juno.
Mm-hmm.
Something J.K. Simmons?
Yes, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, like that's the only way I would watch it.
Is he like the chief or something?
I think so. I think like it's the whoever that woman is, like it's her boss.
Southern lady.
That Southern lady.
There's a big purse. That's all I know about the show. It's like she's Southern and she's like
big purse. She likes really like sweet shit.
Yeah.
And it's like she sasses the shit out of her like interrogation.
Stop sassing me, lady. I'll talk.
Yeah, you know what the premise probably
no
is?
No more metaphors.
Like she like metaphors the fuck out of these people. She gives them like a list of like her own problems that she can't get rid of. And then she's like, I tricked you. You revealed something you shouldn't have to me.
Yep.
She's like, what?
I'm gonna go eat a donut.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm gonna go arrest you now. I got something the police want. Is she even a cop? Or is she just like...
She's like an interrogator, but I don't know if she's like a DA or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, is she just some, like, woman they found off the street who, like, can yell real well? And just like, wow, you're, like, the opposite of, like, a good Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, more TV. Eureka, season 3.5, which is another sci-fi show. I don't know. Some town.
I watched a little bit. It's not that bad. It's pretty much...
The town is, like, built... It's, like, near a research place or something.
The whole town is consists of geniuses. Like,
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So they
pretty much, like, work on, like, whatever projects they're working on, and then, like, they go crazy, and then, like, the ship will fix it.
Always. Something terrible always happens to the area.
We opened up a black hole!
And, like, get the town sheriff, and he's, like, the normal guy.
Yeah.
He's, like, the one guy who's not, like, super smart, but he can figure out how to turn these machines off.
Yeah.
And that has gone on for 3.5 seasons now.
Yep.
They're just, like, evil, like, not evil Jesus, just, like, brainy, smarty people that... You know, they're terrible social skills, or they're terrible, like, interacting with daily life, but they can build, like, nuclear reactors like nothing.
Yep.
And they leave them on too long, and it's like, you know, all the trees are dying, and the guy's like, oh, let me turn it off with a stick. Oh, done. And that's, like, every episode.
Yep. So, a couple more to get through. The White Ribbon, which is, like, a big, like, Oscar, Sundance, whatever that... I can't remember that one.
Toronto, like, film
pretty much,
fair.
Yeah, pretty much all the film festivals. Directed by Michael Haneke, who's pretty much scarred me for life. I took film appreciation in college, so I had, like, we had to watch, like, Funny Games and, like...
Oh, I love Funny Games.
The Seventh Continent and, like, Benny's Video and, like, just all these, like, horrible movies.
Alright.
We're pretty much, like... It's just, like the most horrible things you can possibly imagine happen to people.
Yeah, there's no, like, real point. There's no real big lesson. It's just, like, can we get away with this, the movie?
It's pretty much, Funny Games is, like, you like violence? Here's violence for you.
Here's violence and no, like, holds bar restraint.
Nope. And you don't get a happy ending at the end, either. Fuck that, America.
No. Yeah. The middle
Take
thing
that.
Of, like, happy endings.
Then I'll remake it.
I thought they made it.
He remade his own movie with like Naomi Watts.
A better cast.
Yeah, okay.
I watched the Naomi Watts one because I didn't watch the original.
Yeah, that movie's so weird.
Alright.
Like the rewinding scene.
Oh, you broke the rules.
Yeah, it's so weird. Anyway, last thing is Predator, the Ultimate Hunter Edition, is on Blu-ray. Conveniently.
I really need this Blu-ray thing.
Oh, you don't have a Blu-ray player, Chris?
No, I made a mistake of buying an Xbox 360.
Oh, and HD DVD?
I didn't buy that. Like, by the time I knew HD, like, the HD Blu-ray wars, I was like, you know, I'm just going to wait until whoever, like, is left. And so, now I know what team to jump on. Go with the Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I guess it's like a like the first Blu-ray of Predator that came out was pretty crappy, so I guess it's like a better version of it with like more special features and stuff.
That's the thing I really hate. It's not like in order to get like the better experience that like they never told you about, get the Blu-ray edition so you can watch like Arnold Schwarzenegger like yell at the camera for 5 more seconds.
Yeah. Well, I got like the Blu-ray of like First Blood, and like there's like a entire feature-length Stallone commentary on it, and it's awesome.
So that's cool.
There's like pop-up like trivia for it too.
Like Stallone is watching you watch this movie. He wants to say hello.
Well, it's pretty much just like I'm like, yeah, there was like a lot of like Vietnam vets during the '80s that like felt what, like what Rambo was feeling, so that's kind of like where we came from with this movie.
You.
And I stabbed that guy.
Stabbing good,
yep. All right, so why don't we get into our discussion topic for the week? This week, the 30th of June, is the 15th anniversary of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
15 years have gone by.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
We're old.
I can still remember going to McDonald's.
Yes.
And, like, eating those fucking Happy Meals to
get the Zords.
You get a shitty little plastic toy that can just, like, sit and stand and, like, move its arms robotically.
Well, I think you could, like, you could stick, like, a Power Ranger figure in the back of it. So they could like ride around on it.
It was like riding a shoebox.
Yeah.
And like you get 1/5 of like a Zord, and then like if you buy all 5 and you make one big shitty toy.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you lead, because like you're the Power Rangers expert, Chris.
Alright. Since I don't talk about how much time I put into this. I could have been a fucking like scientist or something. No,
you could like mastered in Power Rangers.
I could have mastered a whole new language, but instead I just mastered like a good 3/4 of the American Power Ranger series. What does my life come to? Anyway, let's see. You know, Power Rangers itself in the American one, like that is a ballsy show because all the episodes are edited from a Japanese TV show.
Super Sentai show.
Super Sentai's. Sentai.
Hmm?
Just like costume hero, that's what like Sentai's are.
Yeah.
So like Sailor Moon and Jesus. Like any like souped up, any group hero show is a Sentai really. A group superpower costume show.
Yeah.
So
It was pretty much like, wasn't like all the fight scenes and like all the like the Zord stuff that was from the original show, but then they filmed like this like American teenagers.
Yeah, like okay, let me give you an example. So the first season, which or the first series in the whole American run, you're familiar with, so we'll go with this.
Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So in the original series was all the Power Rangers that represent different animals were like warriors from different regions of the world.
In the Japanese show?
The Japanese show. And like they were separate. It's like there were each area's like super warrior, like it's just different people. Oh, but then it's like
so that explains like what why the Zords came from like the fucking like jungle and the desert. Like,
right, yeah. So it's like these tribal people, it's like if you're like the best warrior in that tribe, you get to become like the fucking Black Ranger. And you know, you're in the middle of the, you're just a mammoth Zord, Antarctica.
Yep.
Like, and it's like they learn that like it's like some sort of destiny. It's like when they team up, they form like the giant protector of the world, which was the Megazord.
Yeah.
But you definitely know like that's such a weird concept because it was like a European knight because he had a shield and he had a sword. You know.
Mm-hmm.
prior to that, like, there's like an art style to how like Power Rangers were running, because there's like a 10-year difference, actually more than that, when the original like Seta series started, because the original Seta series started like some like experiment with dead bodies.
Yes, I remember reading about that. Like they're all like zombie, like
they're all zombie people. So they never.
Is that the one? There's also like their leader was like a hamster. I was reading like there's one show, like one of the Sentai shows is like the big, like the boss of the Power Rangers was like a hamster, like a general, like he was a general, but he was a hamster.
That could be later in the series. They brought that back in like the American version.
And then there was a series based on like all the Power Rangers were like based on like suits from the deck cards.
Yeah.
There's like a jack and a club and like a heart.
That later on that became a Mystic Force. But here's the thing about Power Rangers. So it's like a 2-year difference when they film it in Japan and then they re-edit it in America. So by the time the Americans get like a new Power Rangers series, it's already like another one's in Japan.
Yeah.
So by the time like Power Rangers came, they were already filming the equivalent of making Power Rangers like Zeo and Turbo already. So I come from a very, when I grew up in New York, I'm close to Chinatown, I'm close to like everything like Asian. So, and like I was just like watching the Japanese version and I was watching the American version. I was like, there's something really different about these two, besides like Asian people and like languages. But and then like it took a while for me to understand because there was no internet like for easily back then. It was like you had to wait the whole day to use internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know. I watched all of it every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So that took like what, like 9 years of my life to like just like make sense.
You're
of
up
it.
To like, what'd you say, like SPD or whatever?
SPD was the last series I actually watched like fully. I actually skipped Wild Force because
it was stupid.
Fuck that. Yeah. Like yeah, that was stupid. It did have the Fervor Red episode on that.
Yes. One. Yeah. Yeah.
All the Red Rangers teamed up and they fucking like fought random people.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. Anyway, so the Americans, they bought like, I guess, the super suited versions of the Japanese TV show of Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and they made like their own movie using like original footage, better like stunt art, like better stuntmanship and really random ass like origins that they didn't translate well into like the TV series again.
Well, that's why like the movie, everything that happens in the movie is like not even, it's like they don't even like acknowledge it in the show.
Right. Because I just remember like the one, again, as a kid, you're like, oh yeah, like Power Rangers, fucking yeah, I'll watch it. And during the whole show, the whole movie, it's like, you know, as a kid, you don't give a shit about these details. But later on, you come back and you're like, wait, what? Like, do you remember in the movie where all the characters are wearing the corresponding Power Ranger clothing? Like, if it's a yellow Ranger, she's wearing yellow.
Yeah.
She has a blue Ranger, blue. Classic Power Ranger, like, 90s shit like that. You know, oh, like, we'll go down in the cliches where, like, the way back TV show where, like, if the Asian chick was the yellow Ranger and the black guy was the black Ranger.
Yeah.
But they kind of broke that up, you know. They actually think someone caught on eventually. Thank God they did. Where, like, if you were black, you could be red. Or if you were a Hispanic guy, you got to be blue.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was good. Back to the movie, though.
I love the opening, like, there's, like, an opening, like, 5-minute crawl of, like, trying to explain what the hell is going on to, like, all the parents and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, there's, like, in the beginning, Zordon gave power coins to six teenagers who became the Power Rangers. And then there's, like... which like Zordon came from the planet Eltar.
You can't believe you remember this.
I'm reading it from Wikipedia.
Oh, thank God. Because you're just like, man, you scored more points than me in Power Ranger trivia. But because I couldn't remember, you couldn't really figure out what a Zordon was. You were just a floating fat head.
Floating head, and then you had like his crazy robot servant, Alpha 5.
Alpha.
Aye.
Oh God, that whole sound defined like 3 years of my life. Yeah. Like I'm a useless robot.
Yep.
And I always thought that the Power Rangers series was going to reveal itself, and that Zordon was Ernie, the fat guy that ran the
juice bar,
the juice bar slash like youth center.
He's just like
that had everything.
He's like tell like like, they're gonna be like ordering drinks one day. He's like, "Hey, I know you."
Because I looked at Ernie's head, I looked at Zord, I'm like, he's got the same fat neck head consistency. I'm like, or, it's just like,
yeah, there's somebody like walking away. He's like, "Say hi to Alf for me."
What? I mean, nothing.
I'll see you at the command center later.
I just remember, wasn't the command center like in the middle of a desert?
It was on like it was a mountain in like the middle of the desert.
And there's like two ways of getting there. You had to be teleported there by Zordon, or you could drive there.
Well, because Billy made like the stupid, stupid VW Beetle that had like solar panels and like a giant spinning thing on top of it. That's how they flew drove to it.
And the movie makes no light of that. Thank God.
That was, I think it was after, that might have been after the movie, or like maybe like maybe before the movie. I don't know.
I think
it was during like the it was before the movie because it was during like the Green Ranger stuff.
Yeah, because by then it was like White Ranger, Tiger Power,
and like
I can't.
Jason, Zach, and Trini went to like some like crazy like peace conference in Switzerland.
They had a falling out with their contract, so they secretly just explained it real quick what happened to them.
No,
like,
but they had the big like changing of the sword ceremony in the command center. They gave like whoever.
Really?
Yeah, they gave like. The new Rangers, like, their coins and stuff, and Zordon's like, "Thank you for being Rangers. You will always have carry it with you," or something. Cause they said, like, "We're going to Switzerland for an undisclosed amount of time."
Well, the worst part is, I remember during this time, I can't tell if it's this same Black Ranger, the Yellow Ranger, like, after the Yellow Ranger became a Black girl.
Yeah.
They changed that Black girl to another Black girl.
Yep.
And no one told the difference. It was like, I remember, like, the movie fucks me up in, like, the continue of the series. Because the movie's supposed to introduce how, like, they obtain new Zords.
Yep.
And shit. And it's like, they had that ninja, like, pre-costume.
Oh, yeah.
Where you wear, like, your armor.
Ninjetti. Which is, like, so they could, like, morph twice now, and they got, like, ninja costumes. Yeah.
But, like, it's just, you still had to morph fully to get, like, your power. Half of the, your ninjetti, like, pajama shit didn't make any sense.
I also love in the movie how, like the costumes are, like, super, like, Michael Bay-ified. It's all, like, there's 50,000, like, moving parts for, like, the Power Rangers costumes and stuff.
Yeah, they're really well-detailed. It's like, if you were to make a Power Rangers costume, you would just want to throw on, like a bunch of triangle pajamas and a helmet. That's what they wore in, like, the series.
It's like
if you were a girl, you got like a really weird skirt.
It's like
thing going.
It's like freaking like Iron Man level.
Yeah,
like armor.
They even had like lights built in. Like I remember like the one scene in the movie like that really stood out was when they were in a dark hallway.
Yeah,
and their helmets had like lights built in. I was like, holy shit, that is advanced. Mm-hmm. Again, I was a fucking kid, but and then I remember the movie like to recap the movie. So it's like. Power Rangers going on with their daily activities.
Well, they're skydiving.
Skydiving with no, like, don't you need, like, 3 years of professional, not even professional, but just, like, skydiving with somebody?
They're fucking Power Rangers, man.
Whatever, so, all right, they flash their, like, high school, they're, like, these kids, these actors are now, like, 20-something.
Yeah.
They're pretending they're, like, 18, 19, maybe less than that. Like, they're still in high school. They've been in high school for, like, 5 years.
Yep.
So they do their, like, crazy community youth skydiving event that's supposed to promote, like, something about a contest. I forgot what.
It's definitely, like, it's like Walker Texas Ranger. They're always doing, like, charity events and stuff.
Yeah, they're doing a charity event of skydiving.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know why, but they are. It's also California. So they
watch these teens skydive for charity.
Like, are they going to do tricks? Not really. Well, they're too far in the sky.
Like, it's like, because you can tell it's the 90s because they're, like, skyboarding and stuff.
No, only Tommy had a skyboard.
Because he was the awesomest one.
No, he was the leader, so he got, like, the most camera time.
He's extreme.
And he won. I remember he won the thing because he fucking had an extra equipment thing.
Wait, what did he win?
I guess, like, they cheered him on. Or I knew he was the last guy, but did he win something for, like, doing... better than the rest?
Maybe because he's just too extreme for everyone. So that's why... he impressed them with extremeness.
I guess.
Was he wearing, like a do-rag?
No, he had his ponytail. Remember, that was the one that made him stand out from when else had a ponytail.
Like, I remember, they're doing, like, the super, like, revamped episodes in, like, Fox now, Saturday mornings. They add, like, crazy, like, special effects to it and stuff now. So I've seen, like... Like, he's always, like, walking around, like, the mesh shirts and stuff. Like, it looks...
Really?
It looks like he's, like, straight from, like, New Jersey.
A new one? I thought... wait, are they retelling it with new actors?
They're doing Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like, all the original episodes, but they're adding, like, crazy, like, comic book effects to it and stuff. Hmm. So, like, all, like, you'll see, like, a battle, and, like, before it goes commercial, like, freeze frame, and then, like, turn, like, comic booky and stuff, and it was like, what's going to happen to the Power Rangers? Tune in late after the break to find out.
I guess, like, Japan went on strike and just refuses to give them, like, their footage.
Well, I think,
so they can butcher it again.
Like, Nickelodeon, I think, bought the rights now, so they're doing, like, a new series, I think, like, this fall.
That's good. That's good.
So, anyway, back to the movie.
All right, back to the movie. So, like, another thing is, when they get attacked, they got attacked in, like, America's soil. They got attacked in, like, California. And the TV show, whenever they got attacked, it was always about, like, some sort of power plant.
Well, it was like
open field.
The outskirts of Angel Grove is just like this like huge industrial complex.
It was either a huge industrial complex,
it's like
a fucking forest, somewhere near like a watery cliff.
Yeah.
Or a dirt
desert.
Desert.
Just like, desert.
Just pebble desert. Like it, and like as a TV show,
they
like
live, yeah, they live in like the biggest beach town that's ever been seen.
They lived on like. They lived on
it's like
Osaka or something, some Japanese island. Like it looked so isolated from like the rest of like whatever country they're from. But wherever they fought was just like it had industrial areas and just like natural preserves. And sometimes if they're lucky, they got fought near a volcano.
Yep. It's like where the hell is this in California?
Yeah, it's like wow, I didn't know California was this fucking huge and this like diverse, but Well, in the movie, like, they stuck to, like, places where, like, you would see in a real city, like a construction zone.
Well, it was, like, it was actually, like, in a city.
Yeah, that was good. Like, you never saw that in the original series where they fought. Like, they would always sense trouble somewhere miles away.
Every, like, Megazord battle was just, like, in this, like, flat field surrounded by mountains.
Now, that was fine. Like, it was supposed to be, like, that's why there was no casualties, because in the original series it was, like, it was a future of what would happen. So every like commercialized place was empty. But, you know, I really would want to see people, like, freak out when you see, like, eight guys in armor fighting, like, they still had putties that, like, exploded, right?
In what?
In the movie, right? No, the first, like,
the movie,
first
movie, Ivan Ooze, who's the big bad guy, who, like...
No, but before they unleash Ivan, was there one more fight before that, or...
I don't think so.
Did they immediately... Okay, so...
Well, because Ivan Ooze has, like, his crazy, like, bird troopers. Crazy birds that, like, attack them. Birds.
Yeah, so in the movie, like, I remember the construction site. They wanted to, like, make a mall or some shit, but they unearth a giant egg.
Yep.
And Rita and Lord Zedd, they hatch it by, like, hitting it. And then Power Rangers just come to stop them. They turn it, and then Lord... And then Ivan Ooze, okay... It's like, I bring this up because I sound racist, but, like, he is the biggest Jew villain I've ever seen.
Yep.
The first thing he wants to do is fight. Understandable, right? The second thing he wants to do is make money.
Yep.
What the hell? It's like a Bond villain.
And he just got, like, he, like, sells his ooze to kids.
Yeah, his first thing after defeating the Power Rangers, after, like, not only defeating them... Following them back home to the home base.
And blowing like, the shit out of the command center.
Blowing the shit out of Zordon. Just like oozing slime timing the whole complex.
Yep.
We finally see Zordon for who he is. He's like some sort of cancer patient in a dome.
he looks like he belongs on like a Krypton or something.
Yeah, he is surrounded by crystals and his loss of powers makes him, like, skinny.
He actually looks like Darth Vader at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Oh, my God, yeah. He looked like someone fucking threw a bag of flour on him and, like, you know, rubbed it in real well.
Somebody antiqued him.
So in order to save Zordon and, like, get power, they go to another planet, which just looks like fucking Brazil or something, somewhere jungly and lush. And on this planet, quote-unquote...
Yeah.
They attacked by the like Ivan Ooze's henchmen, which are bird goop men.
Birdmen, yeah.
Birdmen. Like crow men or something.
Yeah.
And they get stopped by like the hottest Sports Illustrated model. Like
yep.
the the hot Amazonian like Xena like thing, like woman that somehow
knock off of Xena, yeah.
Knock off. It was like this like bikini wearing stick wielding.
It was like Sheena redhead. Or something.
Yeah, some like, but she was some sort of guardian that just was too lazy. She was like the Yoda apparently. She like was on this island, a planet, and never bothered to help anyone else.
Apparently, if she leaves like this like plateau that she's on, she'll like age like within like a couple hours and die.
Damn.
So
really?
Yeah, so that's why she can't leave like the temple or whatever.
That sucks, but hey, she was hot.
Then they have to, like, fight, like, a giant dinosaur skeleton and, like, statues and, like, they turn into ninjas.
Oh, yeah, and that's when they discover that... No, it's like she gave them the clothes.
Ninja animals.
Ninja animals.
They had to, like, go, like, complete, like, a trial or something, like, become Power Rangers again.
That's stupid, though. It's like, not only did you have to survive, like, a whole 2 years of Power Ranger training, and then you meet this hot redhead, and she's like, do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. And I remember the animals were, like, ridiculously stupid.
Falcon Zord, which is awesome, because it's like, yeah, it's pretty much like a fighter jet, because they had, like, missiles in its wings and stuff.
All he had to do was, like, glide in the air, and he shot them at them, and he had, like, thunder powers.
Yeah. There's Ape, the Red Ape.
There was a Red Ape.
Yellow Bear.
And then, like, Black Frog. Black Frog.
And Pink Crane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, who's the Red Dragon, then?
That was, I think that was, like, Shogun. Because they had, like, the Shogun Zords, remember?
Yeah. So, whatever happened to that? Because I remember, like, before...
They were the Thunder Zords. Because that was when, like, they got the Tiger Zord and stuff, the White Tiger Zord. So they had mystical stuff. They had, like, a Firebird and, like, Griffin and Unicorn.
Okay, yeah, I'm confusing something, because this is before Power Rangers Zeo. Zeo was when, like, they just upped the fucking ante on, like, Asian-esque monsters, like, Asian-esque robots.
Yeah. All
right, so, yeah. Again, so they get new powers, they go back to fuck up Ivan, but Ivan, he was so good at his whole, like, marketing scheme of just, like, selling parts of himself to hypnotize parents.
Yeah.
His parents just like, I need to buy, like, this goo for my kids, and the kids are like, so we take it, look at it, and throw it in the parents' faces, and then it's like, okay, I'm gonna go kill myself. No, I'm gonna go dig up robots in the ground that have been buried there for so many years that, like, I guess people just never knew.
Well,
it was like a...
Oh, yeah, there was two Zords that were there.
Yeah, that's what Ivan wanted to do, was to use all the adults to unearth
his...
Dig a big hole. And I remember then Ivan proceeded to have sex with those machines, because I remember
he used one.
Well, later on he did, but, like, remember he put ooze inside the machine in order
to
work.
He had to fuel it up, yeah.
Just, like, I don't know how Ivan had this unlimited source of ooze.
I don't know.
He just, like... Anyway, you know, Power just come back. They fight his robots were a giant...
Scorpion.
Like, a giant scorpion and a giant wasp.
Yeah.
And they killed the scorpion pretty easily. I remember, like, they impaled the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Then they had to form, like, the Ninja Falcon Zord to destroy Ivan. Like, it was, like, Ivan fused with the wasp and became, like, a...
The wasp. No, they need more than that. They used him, and he made him get hit by a fucking comet.
Yeah, he threw him into space.
Yeah. And actually, here's the thing. How do the Power Rangers know what would happen, how to form the Zord? It's like...
I don't know.
You think there'd be some training, because imagine you formed it and you made it awkwardly, where, like, a head, your foot's where your head is, your head's like where your ass is.
It's pretty much the same thing every time.
I know, but...
They've done it, like, three times already, so...
But I would still love it if them trying to form it and they fucked up. Like, that's more realistic. But whatever. I just want to see, like, a train crash happen. I'm the guy that watches NASCAR to see, like, the crashes, but... Okay. So, yeah, that movie was, like... And then they
awful CGI in that movie, too.
Yeah, like, okay, we were talking
about
this.
For a time, it was awesome, and then you look back and, like, watch the trailer...
Like,
it was terrible.
Like, you look back, and you said before, like, it only felt like they render it one time. And it, nowadays...
There's no texture.
No texture,
No, like, shadows. Actually, there was some shadows. Say, these weren't, like, simple shadows. They were, like, just, like, this whole area was a shadow, and it covered half the body.
Maybe a little bit, like, maybe, like, on the same level as, like, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Remember those? Remember CGI in that movie?
Worse than that.
Worse than that, yeah.
Yeah.
So at least, like, the dragons in that movie had, like, textures.
Yeah, at least, like, the background when it, like, would fuse to be that CGI scene, like, it looked like someone paid attention enough to, like, kind of fill in the lines. This one, they were just like, fuck it, no one's going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
We put too much budget in the suits.
Yeah.
The suits were fucking awesome.
I know.
Anyway.
Wasted the entire budget on that, on the suits. I also love in the movie how, like, you have Goldar, and you have, like, there's, like, no one else, there's, like, no other aliens. There's, like, that pig thing that comes in.
They're, like, they don't ever explain.
He's like, he's always been here.
This is Thursday, it's my drinking time. So, oh, and it's like, I remember Goldar, like, here's the thing about Goldar that, like, it pissed me off. He was supposed to be, like, this left-hand lieutenant.
He's supposed to be, like, the ultimate warrior.
Right, right. And it went from ultimate warrior to, like, pussy.
They took his wings away, so that's why he couldn't, like, his wings were the source of his power or something. Because he had wings.
They had one wing. Like, he had one wing at the end, right?
I don't know. I remember, like, Rita took away his wings so, like, he wouldn't, like, usurp her or something.
Oh, here's another thing that people would have noticed. There were two Ritas in her whole run. And I can't, to this day, I can't tell, like, without looking online what she was. Because it's, like, her face is, like, looks Asian.
Yeah.
And then
she had Roseanne.
Yeah, she looked like, she had the, like, speech pattern of Roseanne. And it's, like, I get it, because they hired the same woman from the TV show. So they imported her from Japan to come back. And then, I guess, halfway through, she died.
Yeah.
So they hired, like, her lookalike.
Her stunt yeah.
And then it's, like, she finished the whole thing.
See, that was the good.
And it's cool, because years later, like, about 7 years later, for, like, another Power Rangers, where, like, it's supposed to be this reboot of it, where they did this thing where Zordon dies. Actually, he, like, escapes the universe, and his, like, escape heals all these villains from, like, the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool, because they brought back Lord Zedd and Rita, and it's like, when Zordon died / went away, they became normal people. Like, it just, like, Zedd grew back skin.
Oh my god. Like,
yeah, Rita, like, was just a normal Hispanic-looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, but that's just good to note, because in the movie, it's like, you really can't tell, especially, like, they put so much detail in the costumes, which is good, because you saw Rita, like, just, you know, what a better, like, voiceover actress and shit. And Lord Zedd looked so fucking grotesque in the movie.
Yep.
It was just, again, he was a, if people haven't seen this, I mean, go see him, but, like, he's a 6 foot something skinless guy.
He's just, like, he has, like, no skin, he has muscle. Like, you just, it's pretty much just muscle with, like, metal cage, caging around him.
And I just remember his cage also had a tiara.
Yeah, with a Z on it.
The Z, and his brain was exposed.
He had, like, like a Z staff.
Yeah, and all you had to do to fight a guy with no skin and every vital organ exposed was to throw a rock.
Yep.
Just throw a rock into him. His body would take it and would fucking kill him.
He had Serpentera, though, so. Which is like, it was like a Star Destroyer. Because, like, every time Serpentera came on, it was like, it would fly overhead of the camera for like 5 minutes.
Wait, I remember he brought it out a couple times where, like, he was going to drain the planet from its, like, heat or some shit, stuff like that.
I just remember, like, it transformed, I'm using quotes, because, like, it stood up instead of flying.
Serpentera, yep. Jesus Christ.
That was awesome.
Yeah, my favorite character out of those, like, misvillains has to be, like, the blue monkey guy would actually be in the basement. Like, sculpting the monsters.
No, that was like a... He was, like, white. He was, like, a white, like, elf thing. Finster.
Well, there was two of them. There was, like, the one that was just, like, the assistant, and then there was the goat guy that, like...
Yeah, the goat guy was the guy who, like, made the ostrich out of clay. You're still there?
What's going on?
Oh, you just, like, dropped out for a second, but...
Well, yeah, he's like an evil Geppetto, where, like,
yeah, pretty much, yeah,
was fucking like, you're my greatest creation of the day, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna hope you do well. And it got obliterated. It didn't matter what monster he sent at them.
Like, I let, he has, like, this, like, book just, like, monsters, like, what one should I make today?
I think my favorite useless one was the eyeball monster.
Eye guy? Yeah.
Eye guy? Like, the whole thing was a giant eyeball monster.
He was awesome.
That,
he was awesome because, like, he would explode in, like, a shower of eyeballs, but then, like, reform. You'd, like, you'd destroy, you had to destroy, like, the essential eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Also, also loved the pudgy pig.
Who was he wearing, like, a Trojan
helmet? He wore, like, a Trojan helmet, and, like, he ate their weapons.
Yep, I remember that episode. That was good.
I think they, like, did they defeat him by, like, feeding him peppers or something? And, like, he threw up the weapons back up?
Yeah, and they shot him with
them. Yep.
This is, he was one of the guys that they didn't even
yeah,
need
he,
it for.
He was one of the rare, like, we're just going to blast the shit out of him with the giant cannon.
I remember, that's the thing. It's like, really, I loved the episodes where, like, they didn't need to summon the Megazord. They just knew, like, we could take this pussy.
Yep.
And all they did was make, like, a giant cannon. With, like, the basis being the black guy's, the Black Ranger's axe that was basically a shotgun.
Yep.
And that was the base. And they threw in the bow, like, the Pink Ranger's bow, which was redundant already to, like, you have two blatant projectile, powerful projectile weapons. Then it's like they added on
like Kimberly,
the Red Ranger's sword.
She never shot anything with that bow either, I don't think. She never, like, shot.
She, missed, no,
she never
she
shot arrows.
She shot, like, energy beams that went nowhere. And she was mostly, she was bitching half the time and flying in the air.
Yep.
What else happened that, like, I'm trying to think of things that happened in the movie that, like, blatantly, like kind of, or did or really did not happen in the movie, in the TV show and stuff like that. Like, they didn't even bother to do that in the movie, like, form the giant fuck-all gun.
No, they only, they didn't even have, like, weapons.
They had the pistols, but they didn't draw them. And even, do you remember
love,
the origins of the pistols?
I love the fact, like, how, like, they used, like, they have, like, these, like, giant axes and shit. They use, like, their little, like, dagger knife pistols all the time.
Okay, so do you remember the episode when they had to go get the pistols?
I think so. Were they in, like, a cave?
No, it was worse than that. Zordon, instead of, like, oh, like, I've given you powers and I can get you guns, I can teleport shit for you don't know where. You know, like, he could do that. As a trial for the Power Rangers, he's like, there's a case of pistols on his island. Like, another island.
Yep.
Protected by a mean-ass dinosaur robot that I can't control, really. Remember that? It was a...
Was that Titanus? Like, the giant, like, brachiosaur?
Yes. Yeah. It was like a, you know, very tall brachiosaurus that
didn't,
just was white and black.
Didn't he send Tommy and Jason because they're like, they were always arguing with each other? This is like, go and work this out.
I thought they sent everyone, but if it's just Tommy and Jason, this makes better sense. I just vaguely remember.
I think it was.
I remember it was like,
yes,
it
yes,
was
yes,
okay.
Yes,
so, yeah, pistol, they had to go. Yeah, pistol, go. You going?
Pistols were in a cave on the island, and like,
yep.
Like Tommy got like wounded or something. He's like, here, Jason, take my shield. So he gave him like the gold shield that he wore, and like Jason went in and got like the pistols, and like they had like they defeated the giant dinosaur thing. But then Zora's like, oh wait, it was just a test. He's a friend of ours.
This is a test. He's actually like the female.
He's a friendly dinosaur
equivalent. No, it was like, you know, like they're compatible. I remember like every. Thing that was robotic in the series is compatible with a Megazord.
I love when it's like Dragon Megazord inside the giant dinosaur.
Oh my god!
Like, it just like
no. It keeps on going. Do you remember the fucking tortoise?
Yeah, Tor. I think it was called or something.
And all it did was went to the staff. Like the whole robot could have been a whole like another Megazord, but instead they took like the head and its feet and put it on the weapon.
Yep.
That they. Held in the robot, which sat in the Brachiosaurus, which shot a giant laser at whatever they were fighting.
I remember, like, when they did, like, that ultimate thing, just, like, a shitload of just, like, lasers and missiles and everything just, like, started flying out of it. Like, they probably just blew up, like, 500 square miles.
They pulled, a Middle Eastern, like, air raid, and that's related to, like, whatever enemy they didn't fight. I can't remember exactly what they use that against. It's like, they should have used that
like
every
It was like every, like, 20th monster or something.
It's like, oh, we got extra money in the budget. Like, the production studio thought this. And, like, we got extra money in the budget. We should do a fuck-all, like, 100,000 cannon salute to this monster. And it's like...
I think it was, like, later monsters, too, because, like, the early monsters were not that scary. Like, remember... Do you remember, like, when Rita made Trini's doll big? Mr. Pants. I don't know what his name was, but like Mr. Tinkle Pants or something.
Jesus, I can't remember that one.
he was just wandering around like happy. And so
was he even violent?
Like, he was trying to like play with everyone and like he's like, oh look, it's a tree. And he like rips the tree out of the ground and stuff. I think they finally decided they had to, like, slash him, and it was, like, about, like, Trini had to, like, give up childish things or something. That was, like, the lesson of the...
Oh, that's the thing
that
about
was, like,
the movie.
That was, like, like, one of the rare Trini episodes. She was never in anything. She was there.
Or, like, they made her do, like, martial arts. Like, she'd be doing, like, Tai Chi or, like, rubber, like, karate in, like, a park.
It was never, like...
And I'd be, like...
She was always, like, in the background. Like, she never... It's like, oh, yeah, Trini's here. Because, like, Zach had, like, his, like, crazy, like, hip-hop karate.
Hip-hop, popping, locking, dancing.
And Kimberly was, like, a valley girl who was, like, always shopping. And then Jason, like,
no, she was gymnastics. The opening sequence, her, like, on a balancing beam.
Yep. And Billy was the nerd and, like, inventing things.
Didn't he have, like, he always had a book in his hand or something and wearing suspenders and overalls.
And he was deathly afraid of fish. Because as a young boy, he got bit by a fish.
See, that's the thing. That's a soft guy. Like, if I got bit by a fish when I was a kid, I go in the water and I bite that fish back.
I grab that fish and eat it for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I also love about the Power Rangers, like all the like the PSAs that they did.
Oh my god.
Do you remember the one with like that like clearly gay kid who was like he wore like a
beret. He was wearing a beret shirt.
He was like,
and like a bunch of people like bullied him fag.
No, he was bullying everybody.
He was bullying everyone?
He would just come in and be like that girl was like drinking tea at the juice bar. He's like, oh, look, I'm drinking afternoon tea. And then they're like, it's like, why you gotta be just a jerk to everyone? And they make like a nightmare sequence of like everyone's like him. So they're throwing like Hawaiian shirts at him. And he's like, I guess everyone needs to be different, huh?
Oh, that is a young Perez Hilton.
He wasn't, like, marking stuff with, like, yellow highlighter, though.
I just remember, like, really blatant ones where it's, like take karate in your local rec center.
Well, that was definitely...
They're in some discipline.
That was definitely, like, a Walk Texas Ranger thing, too. Karate solves everything.
Yep. That's true. I just remember, like, really dumb things about the PSAs that, like, we're so 90s, like, hey... Don't do drugs. Even though, like, half the co-stars are blatantly on drugs.
Pretty much, yeah. And you have to be on drugs to, like, think up, like, the monsters for that show.
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's easy for the Japanese to do it, because, you know, how many countries survive a fucking nuclear disaster and then walk away fine? Like, I think Japan's the only country in the world that got nuked.
Mm-hmm.
So... They can do whatever, and they have a free card to do, like, insane shit, because it's, like, the Gary Busey of countries,
yep.
Where it's, like, just leave it alone. Let it do its own thing. Half the monsters were, like, really creative, because it's, like, their appearance made sense to their, like, their weapons and, like, their abilities.
All right.
And certain ones were just retarded. Like, I remember there was a tortoise that had a stoplight attached
to it. Oh my god, yes.
And each color represented a different power. Like red made you stop, yellow made
you... It froze everyone. Oh my god, that was awesome.
And blue... Just really dumb things like that.
Remember the troll who, like, sucked people into his jar? And there was, like, a crazy, like, fantasy world in his jar.
Did he have, like, a rake?
Yeah, he had a rake.
He had a rake. Yep. See what I mean? See, in probably Japan, it was, like, a whole different, like, background. But in America, it did not translate well at all.
See, I just remember, like, the monsters are, like, in the game. That Super Nintendo game.
Yeah. Like, the magician skeleton guy.
The genie.
The eyeball monster was there. The genie.
The, like the crazy, like, weapon master.
He had,
like, a knife. Then he used, like, a chain whip and stuff.
Here's the thing about the game I come to realize. Like, they're really lazy about programming that game. Like, if you played as a guy ranger or a girl ranger, it didn't matter.
No,
the color changed, but you still had a huge bulge in your pants. Like, yes. I looked down, like, you're playing as fucking Trini, and it's like, the same body mass as, like, another ranger, but, like, there's no difference. I'm just like, these lazy-ass programmers, all they did was change the color on the weapons.
Well, yeah, like, well, when they, pre-morphing, I think they were, like, different, but then, like, once they morphed, it was, like, the same sprite. Just different.
That was cool. And that's the thing. I like that. It's like whenever you select a different ranger, their fighting style was different. Billy threw like a sad thing that resembled a punch.
Yeah, like he has his hand over his head. He's like wimpily punching.
If you played the Black Ranger, it had like dance moves.
His finishing move for the combo would be like doing like a handstand split jump. Split
kick. Yeah. I remember like you
when no, Jason would just punches, like Jason would just like punch the shit out of people.
He was punching through people.
Yeah.
I remember Trini, like, whenever her finisher was, she was on the floor, like, doing high kicks. Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
And Kimberly was, like, calming people.
Yeah, she was, like, doing a fucking, like, dance routine. Like a cheerleader dance routine.
Yep.
So, like, again, in the movie, none of that shit ever, like, them. Even the video game movie. Remember that one?
Oh, the video game of the movie? Yeah.
It was the one on Sega Genesis was a really good beat-em-up that was just funny, because there wasn't enough plot for it to be like a 7-stage beat 'em up game.
Yeah.
So halfway in the game, they did a flashback sequence where you played like some weird level, and it's cool because this is one part where like you got to play as like older models. Like if you're playing the Power Ranger Edition guys, like your movesets were like stay this way, but then like when you went back, like you had the same moveset, but the sprites were changed out and different weapons, and you got to play as like Jason instead of like Rocky,
yeah,
and Trini instead of the black girl. Like it was pretty cool how they actually did that. And it tries to convey the whole movie into like three really good stages, but in the end in the game I just remember like,
isn't there like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like skateboarding level or something in that movie game, or like a surfing level? I thought there was like a vehicle level or something where you're like riding on something.
No, it's like, I just remember the end, it's like you versus like the two robots that Ivan controls.
I also remember there's like the fighting game where you could like battle swords against each other.
Yeah, yeah. You got to battle up really obscure shit. Like, okay, like, again, the first season set the bar pretty fucking high on like ridiculous team ups of really random Zoids. Like, remember there was like a cop or like a white Zord that was sort of like a cop.
Wait, like when was that, like Shogun or something? Or no, are you talking about like the Tiger Zord that like transforms into like a robot by itself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not a Tiger Zord, because Tommy got to sit in that thing.
Yeah, but that could transform like by itself into like a just a like a Megazord. And then like the Then, like, the Red Dragon Zord could, like, transform into, like, a
skinny guy. I didn't really understand what would happen. It was just, like, it was cool because it was, like, every fight was two Zoids against one monster.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, I guess they got tired of that, so
I always loved budget cuts. I always loved when, like, the Dragon Zord and the Tyrannosaurus just, like, fought by themselves.
They did?
They did that a couple times. Because it was just, like, Jason and Tommy were, like, fighting a monster. Like
everyone else was like, just hanging out.
Two giant dinosaurs were like, just like beating the shit out of it.
That's the thing. Some of the fights were really unfair because like the white tiger sword was pretty much was powerful already. It had a speaking sword.
Yep.
It had like a cannon built in its chest.
Sure. The dragon sword was like controlled by a flute. It was also a knife.
Oh my god, the dagger.
Yeah.
The. Dun, 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 dun. And like it would do the Godzilla thing, come out some sort of like factory.
Oh, it
and
came
like,
out of the water, I thought.
Yeah, but near like an industrial power plant.
Yeah. Also,
and it had a drill tail.
I also love how like when the Megazord first formed, it was like a giant tank and never used it.
Oh my god, where it just like it had a torso of like
and
a
like,
Megazord.
Just two giant guns, like two giant guns on the side.
Yeah. I mean, god damn.
Used it like once, maybe like the second episode.
Again, like they had so much potential, but like it made no sense. If one form required you to be a giant tank that blew away your enemy, they required you to summon a sword from like space to do like a weird slash.
Also, speaking of that, I also love how like Rita like throws her staff from the moon to Earth.
From the moon, and it would land like kind of close to the monster to make it grow.
Yep.
And she'd be surprised that it would fucking get killed because it's like made. The whole monster is made out of like weird magical clay.
Yep.
It's like, what? You just made this thing. Oh, God. I remember like, she did that to Goldar a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's like,
He walked away fine.
He was just like, run away. He was like, I'll catch you next time, Power Rangers!
Ugh. And, like, after the movie, they definitely had to play the Godard being retarded. Like, he can never recover from being a competent villain. Later in the Mario Morphin series, Bulk and Skull...
I remember they became cops, right? Because they were, inspired by the Power Rangers.
They were, like, it's the 90s, there are bullies, but it's like, if you're being a bully, like, be a good bully, especially when you take on five people. Bullies usually pick out one person and then pick on one person to bully, right? That makes sense. Bulk and Skull were two idiots. They took on five really fit people. Like, would make fun of them and try to, like, fuck up their day. Yep. Like, these were, like, I guess they were handicapped kids. A brother shows us, like, some dark, like, realistic story that, like, you know, these are the five normal, pretty American teenagers. Bulk and Skull were, like, the people from, like, a Excel class or something like that. Some, like, special needs class. And it's like they put them together in the same classroom only because of budget cuts of, like, a high school. From Angel Grove. And then, like, it just, like, some backstory where it's, like, Bulk and Skull, like, idolize them. But, like, they can't express that. So all they can do is just, like, drink their milk and, like, always tell on them when they're not in class.
Yeah.
But, like... In the series later on, Bulk and Skull became more competent people where they were able to, like, see the Power Rangers, like, on a daily basis without, like, getting killed.
Yeah.
And they, like, I guess, like, Bulk or Skull took in Goldar as, like, their pet. And they put him in their garage.
Yo, bro, we're gonna hang out with you.
Yeah, that's what they did. But, like, at the end of the series, they never explained what happened to them after that, because, Years later, in that episode of Forever Red, like, Bulk and Skull are just, like, hanging out in Angel Grove still. And it's, like, they never mentioned, like, whatever happened to, Goldar.
He died,
like,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
He died. So they had to flush him out of the toilet.
He got babies. Yeah, like, they fucking, like, took a shotgun and put him to the woods. And they're like, we can't afford you anymore. I miss you so much.
All right. So I think we gotta start wrapping up, Chris, but...
Yeah, this Power Ranger rant is gonna get big, but
finish it. Like a quick, like, why don't we go through, like, the rest of the series and you can give, like, a quick thought about it.
Okay.
Like, Zeo was after my Power Ranger, so, like, what's your take on that?
Zeo was, when they took away the pink, the only big change was they Rita destroyed all their Zoids they had, the ones from the movie, made them all, like, ninjas again, and made them, like, really, really stupid, like, oriental things. And then they changed the Pink Ranger for a cat.
Yep.
Named Cat. And the cat became human.
Yep.
Then they got cars and Turbo.
Turbo, yep.
And in Turbo, it's like they're all, like, driving around in, like, a jungle. And,
Wasn't the one with... That was the kid? Like, the 12-year-old
that
kid?
That was the kid. Okay, so there was some sort of freak, like, you gotta be, like, DNA compatible to be a Power Ranger. So... someone's cousin's friend was there, and, like, the selection process to be a Power Ranger showed up, and was like, get ready, and, like, he was available, so he became a Power Ranger. Mm-hmm. The stupid part was, it's like, whenever he was normal, he was a kid.
Yeah.
In fighting sequences, he was
same size, yeah.
As, like, everyone else. So it's like, they explain in the movie, it's like, oh, his DNA gets altered when he transforms. Yeah. Like, that was, like, the first episode explained the difference, and I was like, ugh. Alright, so something terrible happens where, like, a car megazoid sucks dick. So, it gets destroyed, and then it's like their best plan was to hijack a NASA space shuttle.
Yep.
Like, experimental one. And that's how In Space begins, because it's like they had to search the galaxy.
Do they go in the future or something?
They never really explain.
Because, like, in space, it was like they ran into, like, the fucking, like, Federation from Starship Troopers.
It was, like, all the old costumes to make in that movie. I know. Right, but, like, okay, so in order to get to,
Is that the one with, like, the alien Red Ranger or something? Wasn't the Red Ranger, like, an alien in that show or something?
Yeah, in Space
Force. Yeah.
All right, but in Space and Turbo, like, this is how the approach was, that, like, they were... Those Rangers from Turbo, like, were searching for, like, help. So that's how they end the series of that one.
Yeah.
Then in Space picks up, like, a few years later, where they were just, like, this, like, Federation... And I guess, like, the rocket shuttle from Turbo landed in space where, they asked for help or something.
can't remember that one. It was a foggy part. I just remember, the dude was an alien, and everyone else was human, and he was, like, he wanted to bang the Pink Ranger, that was the whole series.
Pretty much it. And they were, like, they just, like, they had, like, this, like, security force that, like, always got their asses kicked, and, like, the Rangers, they come in and help them. Because they had, like, Starship Troopers with, like, machine guns, and they were, like, oh, my God!
That was Lost Galaxy.
That was Lost Galaxy that had, like, the Starship Troopers?
Yep, that was Lost Galaxy. It plays into it, because, like, Lost Galaxy was, like, a colony spaceship that was searching the galaxies. And then, like, this was cool, because this is the only season I just liked the best, because, the Asian guy was, like, okay, it was, like, him, his friends. So it was, like, a bunch of friends, multicultural friends, that lives in the army, in the Federation. They go to a planet where it's being invaded by monsters, and everyone gets fucking captured, except the Asian guy. He goes to, like, a base on, like, he goes back home, and they're like, okay, like, we're trying to figure out a plan. Like, you just stay here, we'll figure it out. Like, that's what his superiors say. So he's like, fuck that shit, I'm gonna go do it myself. He goes to a museum dedicated to, like, Power Rangers, and it was the spaceship, and it was, like, Alpha 7, Alpha 5's, like, predecessor, who just, like, monitors the museum, and he, like, hijacks the spaceship from in space, like, their main vessel, and travels to Lost Galaxy, like, to that planet where all his friends got captured, and he frees them all, like, every other soldier and shit. And in that spaceship, I guess, like, they're like, oh, we got granted Power Ranger powers, because it's like, you can just win it randomly sometimes.
Oh, God.
And so they defeat the monster, right? And it turns out, the Asian guy, he's not the hero, he's not the protagonist, he's not the leader. They make him, like, the third in command.
Awesome.
And I was so pissed, because I was like, wait, this guy seemed he did got every shit, everything right. Like, he escaped, he went back to his friends, he freed them all, and they made him, like, the asshole group. Like, ugh. What else happened? Ice Speed Rescue was what?
I don't know. That was like they're like a rescue force or something. They had like ambulances and stuff and like fire trucks.
Yeah, it was police, fire truck, ambulance, and like nursing.
I don't know. Like a another medical car or something. I don't know.
I don't want to really get into it.
Time Force.
Time Force was awesome. Time Force was It was this like government agency where they're investigating like newer Power Ranger technology, and then a space pirate bandit like open a rift from the future to the past where like it's a future where like that technology was like really good. So, and then the Power Rangers then were like just like we're just elite cops.
Yep.
We're making their technology.
It's pretty much Time Cop.
It was good, yeah. So it's like they track down the pirate guy to the past where him and his like posse were just like fucking shit up to disrupt the timeline. So these five rangers go back in the past and they live in a clock tower.
Oh my God!
And to monitor like whenever that pirate guy showed up, and I remember because it was good. It was really adultish. It's like in the beginning of the show, the pirate guy kills the Red Ranger and then escapes the past. And then the Pink Ranger's devastated, and, like, everyone's pissed, so there's no leader, but they all go back in the past to, like, capture the guy. And then they make this, the founder of the whole, like, make a Power Ranger cop thing. They find the kid, like, the son of the inventor, and they make him the new Red Ranger. And then there's this awkward, like, time thing where it's, like, I just remember the Pink Ranger fell in love with him eventually, but then, like, I can't be with you. Like, we're from two different times and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really sad because the guy just like, I'll see you again when I'm like 90.
It's like time travel's wife like, or something.
I don't know. I think maybe she stays behind or he goes forward, but it was really weird. But it was really good. Like, they introduced like another wacky additional Sixth Ranger that was like a different color. Like, it was silver or
gold
Quantum
or something.
Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, no, they introduced two. There was the Quantum Ranger, which is a like a souped-up RoboCop time Red Ranger that like was man-made and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like the souped-up Silver Ranger, which was like a friend that just showed up one day and was like, "Hey, what's up?
Yep.
I'm just visiting." And I stopped at Wild Force because I was like, "I got to take a break after all that fucking Power Ranger trivia." I picked it up at Ninja Storm where like. Some secret clan in New Zealand some ninja academy just opened shop one day and was just giving out fucking Power Ranger suits to everybody.
Awesome.
Just like, hey, you got free time, you could be a Power Ranger, train the mountains with us. And then, like, an evil alien training school guy invades the whole school, captures everyone, and, like, depowers them. Makes their leader, like, the guy who owns the whole fucking school, into a gerbil. And leaves, like, three random rookies alone. And, of course, it was the first series to have just three Power Rangers in the beginning. It was just Red Ranger, Blue Ranger, and...
Well, that's kind of what the knockoffs did, like all the like, knockoff shows.
Which... Yeah, the perfect three, just the triangle Rangers. So, like, there's no, like, sexual tension. There was no, like, awkward, like, who gets to bang her now kind of thing.
Sort of, because
they did that. They did that in the original one, like Tommy, Jason, and Kimberly.
Yeah. So then there was Dino Thunder, which was pretty much like the first, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers over again.
Dino Thunder was good because they brought back Tommy.
Yeah.
Because Tommy, out of everyone in the series, got a degree and became like a professor. And it's like his students, like he was on special assignment.
So it was like Extreme Ghostbusters or something.
Yeah, it was like a knockoff brand of what something should end. But it was really good because it was like he was a professor. And they worked at a weird high school or college. They never explained what it was, but it was like these blaming college people. And the high school was a front for collecting artifacts for like dinosaur artifacts to make monsters and stuff. And like I just remember the leader was like this insanely hot Japanese woman, or she was like a henchman, but she was Tommy's boss. So it was really awkward. Like she would yell at him for, like, having a shitty day because her monsters got defeated by Tommy, and they didn't know each other's identity, so it was a really, like, really stupid thing going on. And I didn't quite finish that. I just remember, like, kind of like, okay, like, oh, this is over.
I get it. And then SPD.
SPD. What was that standing for? That was...
Police something? I don't know.
Let me look it up for a sec. It was... Space Patrol Delta.
Oh, God.
And it was, like, it was kind of based off of the Time Force, where it's just, like, you can just become, if you go to, like, school, you can just become, like, a cop that was, like, a Power Ranger.
Yeah, there's, just, like, a shitload of Rangers in that show. There's, like, 14 different Power Rangers.
My God, it was awesome. It's one of the best, because they, I think, besides having, like, their leader was a giant blue dog, like, forget that. I'll forgive that. Because there's this one episode where, like, they were corrupt Power Rangers within the organization, and they were an all-female squad. And it was this one episode where it's like,
awesome.
The Red Ranger was a woman, and it's like, the squad, like the original like good guys were like, you know, the Red Ranger is a black guy. And then, like, all right, that's different, but I'll accept that. And then they introduced, like, because, like, before they revealed they were evil, they were like, oh, this is the other squad, like, that we were working with today in this episode. And it's like, they were all women, and it's like, oh. And it's like, your Red Ranger is a woman? Like, fuck. And it's like, because they're all women and because Ranger was a woman, they all became evil. I was like, that's kind of sexist and racist in so many different ways.
Yeah. So.
And I finished that because it was awkward. This is one episode where they explained, like, the dog leader had sex with, like, some woman and his kid became evil.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm done. After this, I'm kind of done.
Yeah. So
and Mystic Force just sucks, but
so why don't we talk about, just quick, Power Rangers was, like, this, like, just huge pop culture phenomenon. So, like, pretty much, like, Ninja Turtles before it and, like, Pokemon after it. There was, like, all these, like, knockoff shows. They're trying to, like, capture some of that Power Rangers money. So there's...
Yeah.
Like, and they're pretty much all by Saban.
Which
was, like, they were, like, the company that brought, like, Power Rangers to America.
If you need a show where characters are jumping off on trampolines on an overhead fish angle, Saban was it.
Transforming into things.
Or if there's a bunch of, like, posing superheroes and a big firework explosion, pyrotechnic thing going on.
Sparks. You know, lots of sparks.
I think Saban, like, fucking, it was, like, copyrighted sparks in the dirt.
It was always, like, sparks, like, blasting off their uniforms, and there's, like, big char marks on their uniforms.
Or just really weird somersaults into, like, or, like, whenever, like, I remember whenever they fell out their Zoids, they did these backflips and
shit. Yeah, but there was, like, VR Troopers.
That was weird.
Which, it was, like, I don't think I ever watched that show because it was on like cable and I didn't have cable back then.
It was on actually. It was eventually. It was on.
Was it on like USA or something or
UPN?
Yeah, I think it was like on some weird channel.
It was on UPN. It was like three friends that discovered.
Well, all these shows were like there's a white guy, a black guy, and a girl.
Yep, that was a good formula.
Yep. So there's VR Troopers and there's Masked Rider.
Masked Rider was only one guy, I think.
Yeah, he was just one guy. And he was like an alien. And it was like Mork and Mindy or something.
Well, he was like some sort of prince that came to Earth to kick ass on a motorcycle. And he got adopted by an adopted family. Like, it was like his cousin. No, his adopted sister was Japanese. His mom was like white. His dad was black or something.
The mom was like Chinese or something. Like, his like little brother was black. And like the dad was white.
I just remember like everyone was adopted and he like told them I'm an alien and like everyone's like cool
whatever. Then there was a Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Jesus Christ.
Matthew Lawrence.
It was Ultraman.
And Tim Curry as the voice of the evil bad guy.
Evil Matrix light monster.
Who lived in the internet and like made evil computer viruses in the internet.
Yeah, Ultraman was a good series, and then we got poorly translated in America. I actually grew up on Ultraman, so...
Well, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad was, like, Ultraman, but then, like... So, like, Matthew Lawrence was Ultraman, but then, like, his friends and his band became, like, just, like, vehicles on him. Like, there was, like, two, like, drills.
No, one was, like, a drill robot. One was, like, a dragon.
Yeah.
But then, apparently, everyone in the show started rotating who can drive what.
Yep.
I remember, like, Lawrence... Whatever, one of the Lawrence brothers, like, he was able to drive the tank, and, like, the drummer friend was able to drive, like, the Ultraman, and the girl got to be, like, Ultraman one time. It was something really stupid.
Yeah. Then, what about Mystic Knights of Tirnano?
You know, I can't, that's one I can't, I the name sounds familiar, but, like, I didn't watch it.
It was, everyone was Irish, and so, it was, like, these, like, it was, like, this Irish kingdom and, like, these, like, three sort of, like, princes and princess got, like, these, like, magical elemental armor. So, like, there's, like, the one guy was, like, fire and then, like, the girl was wind and, like, the black guy was water. So, and they had, like, the first, like, four episodes was, like, them defeating, like, this, like, specific person to, like, get their powers.
Right.
So there's like an ice, like a skeleton ice guy, and like a sea serpent, who was like the, they fight these guys to like get their mystic armor.
Give me your shit.
Yep. Then they had like a dragon or something that they could call something. On. Yeah. Then, like, the crown jewel, Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Jesus Christ.
Which was just like a mashup of just, like we mentioned before, just like. Ideas thrown into a shotgun and thrown at the wall.
It was thrown into a shotgun, thrown into a blender, and then shot into the sun. And whoever survived the journey became the plot.
It's like this Monster Squad, and there's like
it was Monster Mash. It was a Monster Mash, man.
And it was like a little bit like Aladdin, genie stuff going on. Comic books, Power Rangers. This is like
Power Rangers, a haunted mansion.
So like
pedophiles. I just remember there was like the kids. Actually, this one we should go into detail because this one's too ridiculous.
It is.
Like they ignore.
Well, it's like the three kids who like they just like one of the kids' parents owns like a comic book shop, so they're always reading like Big Bad Beetleborgs, which is a comic. So like they get dared by someone I think to like go into like the haunted mansion. And there's a Dracula, like a Frankenstein. There's like a mummy. There's a werewolf. They're like living in this house.
And there's that so then, Jay Leno clown.
Yeah, so then they're trying to like run out and like they bump into a pipe organ and they release Flabber, which is like he looks like Jay Leno died.
And fucked like Liberace.
But then like he like oh you freed me, I'm gonna give you a wish. So like we wish to be Big Bad Beetleborgs. And then that somehow gave them like telekinetic powers.
I remember that, one was like, super strong.
Yeah, the girl was super strong. Like the white kid could like
move things in his mind.
Yeah, and then the black kid.
The black guy was a little fast.
I also love how like they had to like do like some stupid like movement to like activate their power. Like the girl to like crack her knuckles or something every time.
Yeah, like the guy, one guy had, like,
the guy had, like, had a the white guy had, like white kid had, like, a nod or something. He did, like, a head nod. The black kid had, like, snap his fingers or something.
Yeah. It was something like you had to be, like, if you see in real life, they have, like, physical impulses or, like, really weird distortions, you know?
Like Tourette's syndrome or something.
Like a twitch. Like it's like a Tourette thing. It's like, but to them, it's like, oh, I gotta do this. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, but then, like, the bad guys from the comics, like, became real, too, because, like, everything in the comic became real or something.
I forgot why they fall. They just fall because they had to, and they're fucking...
They were the bad guys, and, like, the kids became the Beetleborgs, so they had to fight the Beetleborgs. Like, they had, like, vehicles they never used.
Well, they summoned them. They were, like, giant beetles that dug themselves out of the ground every fucking time.
Well, there was, like, two cars and, like, a jet. And then, like, they met, like, the guy who drew the comic book, and, like, everything he drew for the kids became real and stuff.
Oh, yeah, wasn't, like, yeah, the pedophile helmet. He was, like, this really weird, like, long-haired hippie guy.
Art Fortunes,
yep. Jesus.
Then his brother was in jail, so he became, like, the evil
guy. The evil version.
Like, he drew, like, stuff for evil people.
God damn. See what I mean?
It's just, like it's so weird.
Like, you think about it, part Power Rangers, part Monster Mash, or part Monster Squad, part, like, Cool World.
Yeah.
So. Damn, I didn't know. I forgot that, man. I forgot that it was an evil twin brother that, like, sat around and drew, like, monsters. He could have drawn, like, other things, you know?
I was gonna draw monsters for you guys.
I'm really bored in fucking jail. Like, what was he in jail for?
I don't know. I think he maybe, like, tried to, like, steal something from his brother or something.
Tax fraud?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, God. So that went on way too long.
We knew it. It's like, if we had Joe, maybe this would have been a lot easier to describe things, but... I know Brian would have, like, signed off halfway through. He's like, yeah. Fuck you guys.
I remember Jason and Tommy.
And then, like, there was, like...
Green Ranger. And the Green Ranger was evil. I saw the episode recently. I was just like, he's such a douchebag in the episode.
Did his eyes always glow?
Yeah, his eyes always go green. And, like, Rita's like, just act normally so no one expects you to Green Ranger. He's always just like, he's like flashing green energy at people.
I remember.
He's supposed to have, like, a date with Kimberly, and he's like, I got other things to do, Kimberly. Everything doesn't revolve around you.
Ooh. Wait, I remember he had a badass sword. It was, like, really impractical. Oh my god, but it was badass.
He had to fight the putties for it.
Really?
Yeah, like, Rito's like, complete this test, and you'll become I'll give you this awesome sword.
That you probably can't stab anybody with, but... It like,
it had, like, ribbons coming off of it and shit, and it was, like,
yeah, curved. Ribbons, it had, like, a crest on it, it had, like, a really weird handle that, like, you can't hold it with two hands properly.
Wah-ha-ha!
I just, in later episodes, in order to make Tommy, like, become a good guy, they shot it out of his hand.
Yep. Also, you remember, like, they had that candle, like, Rita made the candle, that, like, it was a green candle, and, like, she, like, started melting it, and, like, Tommy was, like, losing his powers because of it.
Right.
Oh, God.
And that's when they made him the White Ranger, like, surgery.
Yep.
They actually did surgery to make him a White Ranger. It was something really weird, but it's like, and, like,
I remember... it was like the $6 million man or something. It's like, we can rebuild him.
Yeah, like, Zordon is like, I'm losing my power. I was like, wow, we can fix this. Like, come on to this table, and we'll see what we can do.
Oh, God. So much craziness.
So much. It's so... I can go into so much detail about Time Force, though. That is my hands-down favorite. Because it had time travel, it had sci-fi, it had the classic, like why would you summon this monster kind of thing.
You have to write an article about it, Chris.
It's really hard. Is there a fan page you can go on and be like, your favorite fucking Marvel Morphin Power Rangers monsters?
Well, no, you know Giant Bomb, the video game site?
Yeah.
Well, there's actually, like, they have, like, a partner site, which is screen.com.
Right.
I think they're going to have, like, TV shows pretty soon where you can, it's pretty much, like, just a giant wiki page where you can, like, edit whatever the hell you want.
Nice. I would be there.
I was thinking, like, doing, like all the Nickelodeon, like, game shows and stuff.
Nick Arcade and Temples Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yep.
Nothing else really matters besides maybe, like, Guts. But...
Double Dare.
That was not a game show. Those are, like, scared vacationers visiting, like, Florida. And it's like, oh, I'm on a TV show? Oh, my God!
It's like the end of the tour, the Universal Studios tour. It's like, oh, here, you're on this game show. Go!
Get all these flags from his nose.
Okay, can't.
And don't put it on Mark Summers. He will stab you.
We can't start this because this is like we're talking about 2 hours from like Olmec.
Olmec.
Oh God. So.
Or that happy black guy from Nick Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, yeah, we'll go on for another day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're good for now.
Yep.
I think.
That
no
is
listening to this
that
point.
Is,
like,
that is more point. Power Rangers than anyone's ever talked about in like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So, if you want more, which not more Power Rangers stuff, but like just more movie stuff in general, you can go to www.everythingaction.com. You can send us email at contact@everythingaction.com. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/EVAction. Become a fan on Facebook. Just search for Everything Action on Facebook. And you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for Everything Action Cast in the iTunes Music Store. You can also listen to the episodes when they go up on the site. And be sure to tune in next week because Predators is going to be out the Friday after this episode comes out. So we're going to talk about everything Predator related. Pretty much just the four movies, but... So, maybe some comic stuff in there.
How many Predator movies were there? Predator, Predator 2?
Predator 2, and then Alien vs. Predator, and Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
My favorite, like, one of the favorite ship movies.
See? It's rated R, so it's an R at the end.
And then, you know, okay, yeah, 5 then.
Well, what's the fifth? Oh, a fifth one. Well, we're not going to be able to, like, talk about Predator. Maybe we can just talk, like, if we're excited about Predators, which we already talked about today, okay. But... So that should be fun.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it's going to... Oh, you can download our iPhone app by going to the main... to everythingaction.com. It should be there. I think there's a tab on the front page for, like, the app. You can, like, listen to episodes on there and, like, see, like, the last 20 posts or something like that, so...
Remember, it's free, yes. So we don't charge you.
Yep. Definitely check that out. So, for this episode of the Everything Action Cast, I'm Zach. And that's Chris. And...
Hey.
We will see you next week.